about. You gotta put it in perspective.
Hi, boys and girls. Hop on board. There's plenty of room for you. We'll take a little ride, okay? Let's go.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
You know what one of the greatest scripts ever written in the history of Hollywood is?
What?
Top Gun.
Top Gun
is f***ing great. What is Top Gun? You think it's a story about a bunch of fighter pilots. It is a story about a man's struggle with his own homosexuality.
The end is inevitable, Maverick. You kind of set it for extinction.
Maybe so, sir. But not today.
So you like show tunes. Doesn't mean you're gay. It just means you're awful.
And now.
I've always liked American wines better than French wines. Even though I don't drink wine. I just like the way they look.
Our feature presentation.
Come on.
I mean, that could be the final straw. I was okay up until now.
Wait, hold up.
Starting to turn.
Likes the way they look.
Because he doesn't drink. But American wines are better than French wines. Just look at them. Look at them in those dark bottles that you can't see through.
Wow. All right. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean show. Normally, I say the date here, but at the top of my schedule, it says Poper.
Sure does.
P-O-P-E-R.
What's that mean?
Well, I don't know. I do know that it's the 31st of July, but on my sheet it says Poper, P-O-P-E-R.
That's not a word.
Now, is it the... But we were discussing, is it the end of Poper, or is today
the
first? Are
we starting a new... Yeah, I always forget, I like 30 days has September, April, June... Poper.
Poper.
Yeah,
okay.
So we're at the end of Poper.
This is the end of Poper.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it the 31st, or just...
I don't remember that part
Poper
of this.
Is Poper like
of the
fall?
Riddle?
Is it like a big... Or is it a month?
My mom always told me you...
It's a state of mind.
You couldn't...
State of mind.
You couldn't wear white after Poper.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember
so,
that, too.
That's true.
Not my fault.
Okay.
Poper, though. Why Poper?
Why wouldn't it just say July? Or... Any other...
Or a real word.
I mean, that is true.
Just any word.
This is where the
real.
Date goes, so it's an odd choice.
I wish I had an answer for that, but I do not.
No.
Oh, Poper. It was a Dave thing?
Of
I assumed it was a Kevin thing.
No.
No.
Oh, I thought it was a Kevin thing. I thought this was your paperwork that you write out every day.
Nope. I write it out every day, but then Dave types it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in place of the 31st of July, he put Poper.
Check your calendar. Did you write
check
Poper?
Mine? Let me see.
Did
I write
you
Poper?
Write Poper at the
31st
top?
Of July.
Whoa.
How about that?
Okay.
So,
well,
Poper.
That's confusing.
Dave, you can't even fathom where that came from?
Nope.
Okay.
Good
time.
That's confusing.
Welcome to Poper, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Jensen's running a little late. He'll be joining us shortly.
Oh, according to the Urban Dictionary, Poper, a person who's crazy, a stoner, funny, or your good friend. Well, that just runs the gamut.
That's just everything.
It? Okay. No, that's not a real word.
Okay.
Sorry.
Kevin, refresh my memory. You do or do not watch the news?
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Although if I knew the news was Donald Trump saying that he likes American wine better because of the way it looks.
Right.
Maybe I'm in.
Yeah, right. So you probably didn't check out the Democratic candidate debate last night.
I did not.
CNN, Detroit.
Nope.
I'm not into it yet because... There are way too many candidates.
Well, my thing is that I can't pay attention to politics that long.
Mm-hmm.
Let's limit it to 6 months and just do that.
And wait till they narrow it down
right.
to the nut jobs.
Although,
up there.
Are there nut jobs up there?
There are still nut jobs.
Okay, well then maybe I'm interested.
Yeah, there were 10 candidates last night, another 10 tonight, and I didn't watch it, but I did see the early reviews suggest that the leaders are still the leaders. It's probably still Bernie and Elizabeth did the best. Someone named John Delaney, who I think is a Netflix comedian. I think I've seen him on SNL. he apparently was impressive last night. Didn't
How about
see him.
That?
Don't know who he is. The other thing about it was there was one other thing about it. Oh, and CNN did a terrible job, I understand.
Okay.
A terrible job.
There's
like
a shock.
American Ninja Style Warrior intro, and they just like way overdid like the graphics.
Really?
Yeah. It was
everything.
Like a UFC intro with
really?
Everybody coming out.
And then a song that everybody came out to?
I'm not kidding. 15-second answers, and they'd cut people off. And it got to the point where people would get, like, 10 words out, and they'd be like, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I love it.
And then they'd ask the person next to them to respond, and they're like, they only said their name. I don't. How do I respond? It was painful. I got through 20 minutes, and I was like, why am I? Stop it.
This is no way to have a debate that enlightens anyone by giving people 15
it
seconds to answer questions. These are
horrible.
Complex questions.
I
got to
be honest. Now I'm in.
And you can't have...
Because I love crazy.
You can't have a UFC-style intro and then Don Lemon walks out. That just doesn't work, okay?
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
All right, so I bring all that up to bring this up. A lot of times the most interesting thing that happens isn't what's on the stage. It's something around the debate.
Right.
And, Ali, you probably have already been introduced to young Jaden Jefferson, who was the star of yesterday in Detroit. Did you see him?
No.
You take a question from the audience?
He is a journalist, and he was interviewed on CNN a couple of hours before the debate by Brooke Baldwin.
All right. You may not have yet heard the name Jaden Jefferson. He is a reporter working the beat here at the Detroit debate, and he recently scored quite the scoop, a one-on-one interview with presidential candidate and Senator Elizabeth Warren. And before I show you just a clip of that interview, you should know this. Jaden?
What do you think she's going to say?
Something about young? Jaden is only 12?
3 years old.
Three? Okay. I was going 12.
He's 11.
As an outspoken critic of the...
He is 11.
He's 11.
Okay. He's 11, right. So here's a couple of, just a quick cut, a couple of his questions.
As an outspoken critic of the president, what do you think is the worst policy he initiated? What are you doing for equal opportunities for people of color?
So that's a really good question.
All right, so he sits down with Elizabeth Warren. By the way, he is, before you get too excited about him, Ali, before you're Jaden Jefferson 2020, he's a Marianne Williamson fan.
That's sweet his, spirit.
That's his candidate. So here's Brooke finding out a little bit about our young reporter.
And Jaden Jefferson is with me here. Jaden, good to see you.
Nice
good
to see you.
A pleasure.
Oh, it's a joy for me to be here.
It's a joy.
I already
it's a joy.
Hate it.
Now, Jaden, it is...
Why do you hate it? Because he's joyful?
It's just dull. He's talking to an 11-year-old.
Yes, but the 11-year-old says it's a joy to be on CNN and to be there covering the debate.
Let's hear more.
He wasn't raised right.
Let's hear more.
He was raised right. This is exactly what we want, is young people to be engaged.
Oh, what a little dick, right?
I don't know that that's... All right, let's see.
July, and it was summer camp, just not, like, challenging enough. Like, the kids at camp aren't reading the Mueller report. Like, why?
That's a great question, by the way. Were the kids at summer camp not reading the Mueller report?
All right, I like her better than him now. better than her now.
That's why you're here?
Yeah.
Why are you here, my dear?
Well, summer camp, I've never been that kind of person. I'm that person who's like, I want to do my own thing during the summer. So usually I don't do summer camps. It's either me just sitting at the house, just sitting down and watching TV, watching the news, or it's me going out and shooting stories like I did this summer.
So it's
okay. What 11-year-old is watching the news?
Bean, you made a mistake earlier because you said it was on CNN. Where was it really?
This is on CNN.
No, there's no way.
It's a sidebar story that you would be.
But
you
on CNN, it, on the main CNN,
you would put it on CNN.
Is there a CNN kids?
If there were an 11-year-old interviewing presidential candidates, that would be something that would be worth spending a couple of minutes.
It's on CNN for adults.
I'm just trying to find out how many 11-year-olds are super into the news to the point where they don't want to go outside.
I don't want to stand up for him.
Oh, hey, Jensen.
Yes, you do.
I do, because in fourth grade, I wrote a report for fun on the Iran-Contra hearings. That is a true story. Yeah. I was like a creepy news
kid. So you could have picked anything, and you picked the Iran.
Anything. It was optional. I just did it for fun. I turned it into the school. This teacher was named Mr. Kaplan.
We're working with a nerd.
Yeah.
Nerd.
I mean, luckily, I got out of it. Now I'm super cool. So. It's more of a young thing, yeah.
Kids are stupid.
Yeah. All right, so a little bit more. Brooke is asking about the interview with Senator Warren.
Let's talk about the news in your story, your big scoop with Senator Warren. Like, what was she like, and have you had an opportunity to interview any of the other candidates?
Well, when I interviewed Elizabeth Warren, that was the only presidential candidate I've interviewed. And after shooting the interview, I wasn't thinking much about it. I'm just like, oh, yeah, I got an exclusive with Elizabeth Warren. But then,
no big deal.
But then when I got all the media attention, I was like, am I actually here right now?
I love this kid. I love him. I love how excited he is about how engaged he is in the process. He's super fun to listen to.
Sabine, will you still be into him when the racist tweets come out?
You think he's going to be Milkshake Duck?
Yeah, Milkshake Duck.
Asshole.
All right, one more, because they talk about how the reason he got into news is he was on the street. He was 4 years old in New York with his parents, and he saw a newscaster. He saw a guy doing a stand-up for the news, and he was just fascinated by watching it. So he went up and he got a picture with him. And then a few years later, he met the local meteorologist where he lives in Illinois, or I think it was in Illinois, and decided he was interested in meteorology. And then from then, he became interested in news.
So once it started, I got serious about this TV business. So I went to basketball games, shot news packages and pieces there. And then I would log the scores for the other ones and present them at 11 o'clock.
So he was putting it on TV.
At what age?
11.
11. That's incredible. I mean, I thought I was all right starting at 21, but you got me beat. And since you're such a professional, by the way, I'm so impressed by you.
Thank
Mom and Dad, you guys did real good. Take a look at that this camera. See, it says number one on it. And I want you to read the tease to tell everyone when to watch the debate.
All right, I'm not trying to make any comparisons here, but we've all heard Kevin read teases, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nail it. That's what you're talking about.
Here's Jaden.
Just a few hours from now, the CNN debates, two big nights, starting tonight at 8, live from Detroit. I'm Jaden Jefferson, and you're watching CNN.
I'm sorry, I want to adopt this kid, although I could never do as good a job as his parents are doing with him. I just think he's awesome.
Plus, he shouldn't live with you.
I see I'm alone. I see I'm the only one impressed by Jaden.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of a precocious vibe to it that I probably wouldn't be able to stand after about 12 minutes.
Really?
No, I mean, I like it. It's cute. I mean, I was a little Alex B. Keaton in that way, too. Like, you know, but at the same time,
it can only take so much.
I'd rather him be into, like, you know, baseball.
Because kids are so awful, though, I really like kids who present as adults.
Right.
I will say this. I worked in news for 14 years. He's absolutely everything about a news person.
Meaning
as a kid,
as they grow up.
As a kid. Okay. Like,
really?
He is everything about that. Like, oh, yes, and all I want to do is be on the news.
So you've met this guy before, but as a grown-up.
As an adult, and I hate him.
He is a dick.
Oh, I don't know that. The kid's making his way.
He's adorable.
Wow. I know this is hard to believe, but I believe I misread the room.
That is a shocker. That is a shocker. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I want you two in the ground.
Oh.
That seems strong. Doto, the international man of mystery.
Sure. I hope you both go to hell.
Mm. Who, by the way, is going to Singapore to meet a woman.
Yeah, Kevin and Bean.
Very excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
We have a podcast listener named Chris who left a message for us. Sounds incredibly normal. Doesn't sound like she's a weirdo in any way.
Okay.
Knows for a fact, however, that the moon landing was a hoax. Yay! And everyone knows that.
Okay.
And she wrote a paper on it when she had an option like Jensen did. She wrote a paper on the fact that man did not land on the moon. Don't be ridiculous.
Well, she can tell us about that, and Jensen can tell us about the Iran-Contras.
Yeah. Theme park mishaps on the program today. And David Markland, who is Midsummer Scream Halloween and Horror Convention. We're going to talk about that. Can't get to Halloween fast enough.
Amen. Yeah.
Love it. And Woman Marries Dog. So that's coming up.
What was it?
We will take a break. We'll come back with what's happening. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:56.
All right, Allie, we don't go on the air till 6, so this is the time to be awful. What do you got for us?
Wow.
What's going on?
Quite a sell.
Real nice of you.
I'm just saying we can all get away with slacking.
Okay.
Jensen barely shows up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was 8 minutes late.
You were 8 minutes late, and you said, you know, new dad Jensen, not sleeping as well. You don't even remember turning off your alarm.
No.
Right?
No. Don't remember waking up. Don't remember anything.
Okay.
Welcome to the next 5 years.
Can I put something in your head that maybe you could check on when you get home?
Sure.
Remember yesterday when I did that story about a guy who was having problems breathing during his sleep?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Set up a camera.
Yep.
Turned out his cat just creeping up on him, then blocking his nose and his mouth in the middle of the night.
Suffocating him, yeah.
Suffocating him. Now I bring you a woman in Brazil. Kept waking up late for work. She set her alarm. She couldn't figure it out. So she set up cameras thinking, am I turning it off in the middle of the night? I can't figure it out. No, no. Her effing cat pawing at the screen, disabling the alarm.
Whoa.
Could it have been
your cat?
Could it have been Bill?
I saw Bill, and Bill is 800 pounds.
He's the biggest cat in the world.
Could Bill have sat on your camera or on your
phone
and broken it?
Or ate it.
Did Bill eat it?
Or the alarm could have been going off and you couldn't have heard it because he was sitting on it.
He was sleeping on it. Right. That's a great point.
Or sleeping on my face.
Sure.
Or sleeping on your face.
A lot of options here.
Honestly, those all have the same likelihood as anything else right now. Because I have no idea. Danielle woke me up and was like, it's 5. And I was like, what? How?
That's the worst.
I have 2 alarms. I have 1 normal alarm clock. Yeah. I do remember that one.
Okay.
But then I don't remember hearing the second one.
Cats, right?
A true mystery.
Can you set up cameras and see if it is indeed Bill?
Danielle, I would like to set up cameras all around this bedroom.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe 6-7 different angles. It's purely for me to wake up.
Also a live feed, if
oh,
you
yes.
don't mind.
Live yeah, feed. That would go over great. Well.
Okay.
What are your first get up on this, a recorder of you while you sleep?
Your sleep,
yes.
Yeah.
Wasn't that one of them?
That's in order to hear yourself sleep talking.
All mm-hmm. right.
Still love that app.
Still wouldn't help.
Still wouldn't help.
Okay.
Maybe you'd hear Bill going,
he's going to be late for work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his voice. So.
Wow, just saying. Okay. Just saying, Bill's a dick, cats are dicks. You guys, it was only released 19 days ago, but Disney's remake of The Lion King has passed $1 billion at the global box office. That makes it the 4th Disney film this year to hit
that's
that figure.
Astonishing.
Yeah, Aladdin, Avengers Endgame, and Captain Marvel, and now Lion King. Yes, all over $1 billion. And then very likely the upcoming Frozen 2 and the Star Wars Rise of the Skywalkers will do the same, which would help Disney mount a $9 billion profit in 2019. Disney's doing okay.
Yeah, that seems pretty good.
Yeah.
I love it.
Can I ask you guys a question? Because I don't remember the original Lion King. Does it follow the same storyline?
Same.
So it's a remake of an original movie that they didn't change anything about except for it looks better.
Looks
and
better.
And it passed $1 billion.
And the star power of a Beyonce, I think, helped it as well.
But you know what's going to happen.
You
there's
do.
No surprises.
No.
Like,
no.
That's crazy that they made $1 billion on that.
Like all of a sudden, Scar's like, hey, you know what? I went to therapy. I'm cool.
I'm good.
With my brother.
And you know what else is weird about this? Is it's one thing to remake a movie from 25 years ago because the argument can be made that a lot of young people haven't seen it, but every kid grew up with The Lion King.
I think so too.
You know what I mean? It's a movie that you'll be showing your kid in 5 years, you know, Jensen?
Yeah, even stranger, Aladdin didn't do that good. So, like, it's funny.
Interesting.
Like, it did well, but not $1 billion in, you know, a couple weeks. So it is... In my opinion, that the people want to see The Lion King.
That's
crazy.
Aladdin
was one of the $1 billion movies.
But not as fast, correct?
Oh, I don't know about fast, but $1 billion,
sure,
Jensen.
But that seems
this
more
year.
International in that case, no?
Jensen's not happy with $1 billion. It has to be fast. A fast
billion. You know what's better than $1 billion?
What?
$2 billion.
Okay, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
I'm going to do research on my own.
Okay.
Bye.
No, I guarantee in 19 days, Aladdin didn't surpass it.
And I think it's more international, but I'd have to look at it.
Well, yeah, it's a global box office.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
We can all see that except for one of them.
Yeah, I think what we're saying here is Jensen hates
Will
America.
Smith. Will Smith.
He's like, I hate America and the U.S. Like, oh, at least, you know, the U.S. didn't do it.
What?
Or wait, no, he loves America. Listen, some birthdays for you.
That would be spanking.
Shoot, it's 6:01. I screwed this up.
Yep.
Avenged Sevenfold singer M. Shadows.
I mean, I did tell you to be awful.
You did,
came
you
through.
Did. Thank
we
you.
Did.
J.K. Rowling, Wesley Snipes, and Mark Cuban.
Wednesday morning, and we're still giving away those tickets for 4 packs at Disneyland. That's coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Also new today. How about private screening of Hobbs and Shaw? Kevin, you in?
Of course.
Yeah, you've been looking forward to this one.
Might as well just say, Kevin, go see this.
This is the 30th or 31st movie in the Fast and Furious series.
Yes, 30th or 31st.
Yes. Fast 30, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got both of those coming up here today on the Kevin and Bean Show.
You know, my favorite TV show out of Britain is from ITV, and it's Holly Willoughby and Philip Schofield. And
this morning it's called, yeah.
This morning it's called, yeah. And these are the ones that covered the woman marrying the ghost, if you'll recall.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And they treated her with a great deal of respect.
More than she deserved.
Then she came back and got a divorce. He wasn't quite so happy to treat her with respect.
Sure, yeah.
Well, because he respects the sanctity of marriage, Kevin.
So,
as I think we're about to prove.
Of course. So then, yesterday morning, He talked to a certain Elizabeth Hode, and I would like you to hear their story.
But now let's introduce you to our next guest, who hasn't been lucky when it comes to finding love. She's Elizabeth Hode, and she has endured 4 failed engagements and has been out on over 200 dates, which haven't gone too well. But now she says, does she not, Ruthie, she has found the one.
She's found the one. She is planning now to marry the love of her life, and he's with her today. A golden retriever.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, see, I had a golden, so I
Same.
Get it.
Same.
Right?
The love best golden retrievers. They're the best dogs ever.
Best dogs. Yes.
But did you ever think of marrying, however?
No, but Bailey was special, but no, it wasn't really my type.
The dog was sitting next to Elizabeth on the couch and was pretty much dozing the whole time. Like, dog really didn't realize exactly how exciting this day was.
Yeah,
Kevin, I have not seen the video, but I have to ask because you know it's my, no pun intended, pet peeve.
Yeah.
They didn't dress the dog up, did they?
Oh, he had to be in a tux. It's his wedding day.
You'll find out. Now, Philip, of course.
What a tease.
You'll find out. It's answered later.
Okay.
Philip, who tries his best to be patient, is losing his patience with these types of people. So they get into the conversation, and then he immediately cuts her off and asks the question.
He looks very relaxed and chilled.
Thank you very much, yes.
Tell me about the love you have for Logan Humphrey. And Logan has, just looking at Logan's face there.
He's asleep, by the way.
Yeah.
He's asleep.
He's passed out.
That dog adores you. For that, there is no doubt.
Yeah, and I adore him. I rescued him a year ago today. He saved me, and I've saved him. And everyone, I got a dog behaviorist when I first got him, and she said...
Okay, I get all that.
No time.
He's just, he's had it.
No time.
All right, you got a dog behaviorist, whatever. I understand.
He was probably so optimistic about this job when he started. And then slowly it just got more and more annoying.
It's just draining the life out of him.
Yeah.
And everyone, I got a dog behaviorist when I first got him, and she said...
Okay, I get all that. But as regards human relationships,
yes.
And with men in particular, have you gone as far to say you've given up?
I've completely given up. I've been on all those websites, you know, Farmers.
Okay, I'd just like to point out that she was on Farmers. Was that Farmers Only?
Farmers Only, yeah.
Where you could really... What?
I mean, I can't find love on Farmers Only, I'm turning to dogs.
MillionaireMatch.com, Match.com,
but then,
Tinder.
But Liz, but do you not get to the stage where you have to ask yourself a question?
Now, this is my favorite part, because now he's turning on her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't you get to the point where you say,
is it them? Or is it you?
Whoa! Dang!
By the way,
son, where'd you find this?
By the way, to her credit, she said it's probably me.
Oh
no!
She actually said that.
That question, though, is savage.
Yeah. It really is.
Nice.
Mic drop.
So we get all that, but it is quite extreme to go from that to saying, I'll marry my dog.
Okay, see, so this is the thing, is that they really present it really straightforward.
Yes, why are they not pointing out that you can't marry your dog?
I don't think people would come on their show, so they try to treat them with respect. Mm-hmm. So he's saying something insulting by asking it very nicely.
And I hope it's not a marital relationship, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Somebody should point that out, too. It's not a marriage.
See, Bean, they wouldn't come on our show.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't be able to help yourself.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, seriously, you want to marry your dog. 100%. We're not joking.
It's not just me. I meet with about 10 other friends a week. We go on lots of treks with all our dogs. And a lot of my friends said, why don't you just marry him? Because I'm with him 24/7.
All right, listen. I'd like to point out, though, when somebody says, why don't you just marry him? That's a joke.
Yeah.
Every time.
I love this. I love this coffee.
Why don't you marry it?
Yes. That's what they said to her. She's like, okay,
so dumb.
I'll marry you.
Oh, my.
So they decide that they're going to, and they had this set up beforehand. They decide that they're going to have the wedding ceremony on the TV show.
What a blessed day.
How about that?
Okay.
So they have everything ready.
Have you got a new outfit? Have you got something to get
yes,
ready?
Yes, I've got my wedding out. Oh, yes, so he's got tuxedo and a top hat.
So the dog has a tuxedo and a top hat.
Awesome.
That's all he needs.
This marriage is already starting off awful for the dog.
That's it.
And yeah, I've got a bracelet for him, and he's already given me an engagement ring.
So she shows her engagement ring, which is really cool.
I got her a ring. Do you think he like went down to Zales and was like, and the guy's like, oh, okay.
I need 3 months of salary.
Right?
But she's showing it off like really proudly, like, isn't this wonderful?
Without further ado, could I ask the congregation to stand?
Okay, now this is someone else on the morning show, and she's starting to be, yes?
And you know who she is? She's our interviewer that interviewed Harrison Ford and got him drunk.
Yes.
And is one of the most delightful, Allison Hammond, one of the most delightful people on television.
So she is running the ceremony.
Oh, no.
And it's,
wow.
filled with puns.
Yes.
And she can't help herself.
Okay.
She can't do it seriously.
Without further ado, could I ask the congregation to stand as the bride prepares to make her entrance down the aisle?
And they called it puppy love.
No.
All right, here's what I want to say.
No.
Here's what I want to say. You think they played the song? No, they had a singer.
Yeah.
A live singer.
Yeah, because it's love, man. You can't put a price tag on love.
Right? Bean, when was that song out?
Well, the original version by Steve Lawrence in the band, 1961.
I can't believe we found something weirder than marrying your dog, knowing the year that song was released.
But Donny Osmond had a big hit cover in 1972.
Okay. Okay.
Puppy love. Oh, I guess they'll never know.
And by the way, he keeps singing it. I mean, it's not just a shortened version of the song. He sings Puppy Love.
Mm-hmm.
While she's standing there waiting with the dog in the top hat.
Yeah.
This is all
take
happening.
It seriously.
So now she starts to work in the puns.
I stand here today to join together Elizabeth Mary Frances Hode and Logan Humphrey II, the Golden Retriever. If any persons here present has a bone of contention as to why they may not be joined together.
I do. So, who stood up?
No one.
Come on. There's
no.
A million reasons why this can't happen.
They're all into it, Bean. This is a beautiful, beautiful moment. I don't know why you're trying to ruin it.
I guess I just don't understand love.
Why do you hate love?
As to why they may not be joined together. I will now pause.
Oh, well,
pause. To let them speak, bark.
Now, it's important to know that she is standing there ready to marry her dog.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
She doesn't love the puns, and
no,
she certainly doesn't love the laughing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. She's serious.
Of course.
Yes, she's marrying her dog.
She's marrying a dog, for God's sake.
Yes.
All right.
Do you, Elizabeth, take Logan to be your very own pedigree chum to have for better, for when you are in the doghouse, for richer, for when Logan occasionally bites the hand that feeds him? Even when one of you is as sick as a dog.
Come on.
Do you part?
I do.
She's like, I do.
Come
I'm glad
on.
You finally got to that part, I do.
This is a farce, you guys.
Of course it's a farce. You know who doesn't know it's a farce? Elizabeth. That's who doesn't know. She's married her
technically
dog.
Technically the dog either.
True, that's correct as well, yeah.
And Logan. Hello, darling. Will you take Elizabeth to lead you on walkies for the rest of your life?
All right, so she asks the dog the question.
And he says no. Tell me he says no.
And they zero in on the dog, who, of course, doesn't talk because it's a dog.
Right.
And she says...
I do.
Oh, my gosh.
She says, I do.
No.
How great is she?
That's the host or the wife?
That's the host.
Unreal.
That's the woman up there running the ceremony goes, I do.
And so, Logan... Hello, darling. Will you take Elizabeth to lead you on walkies for the rest of your life?
I do.
I couldn't love this more.
Elizabeth, repeat after me.
Repeat after
me. I give you this ring.
She said repeat
she
after
did.
Me.
She did. Repeat after me. And Elizabeth said repeat after me.
Elizabeth, repeat after me.
Repeat after
I give you this ring.
I give you this ring.
Oh, I give you this ring.
As a sign that you are the top dog in my life.
As a sign, are you the top dog in my life or on
yes,
my life?
Yes, correct, yeah.
She wants to make sure she gets the wording right.
Oh, yeah. It's to make it binding. Right, right. Binding. Yeah.
With my body, I promise to take you for daily walkies.
Oh, with my body, I promise to take you for daily walkies.
And all that I have in my doggy treat cupboard, I give to you.
And all that I have in my doggy treat cupboard, I give to you.
So I pronounce you now as dog and woman.
Dog and woman, everybody!
Yeah, there you go. Just like Jesus intended.
So happy. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Now listen to him, because he's just going to cut it off and move on to the... we'll see you tomorrow. I can't do this. I'm out of my career.
I have
career.
To go drink scotch right? in my dressing room.
Thank you very much indeed. It's been certainly different. On the show yes. today. I hope you watching at home were as emotional as we all were, Elizabeth and Logan and Ogan and everybody here. Tomorrow we'll be back doing something completely different.
We hope.
Thank you for joining our congregation today. See you in the morning at 10:30. Bye-bye.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
I'm only sad the dog didn't poop.
It is 6:53.
It's going to be tough to top the woman who married her dog.
Right.
But we're going to try in the 7 o'clock hour with your Afro calls. It's a good batch this week, I understand. Also, Doto, the international man of mystery, will tell us about his upcoming trip to Singapore to meet a woman. Mm-hmm. And we have a listener, Kevin and Bean listener, who honestly believes, no joke, man did not land on the moon.
Now, we were out. We were like, we've already done that topic. Don't worry about it. And then Dave goes, listen, you have to listen to the call because she sounds...
normal.
Super normal.
A normal person.
Yes.
Well, she sounds committed to the idea.
Right.
That's for sure.
And that's what we said. She sounds normal. We're in.
So that's all coming up in the next hour. First, Allie's got what's happening here on a Wednesday.
What's going on? Guys, some more people dropping out of Woodstock 50.
No!
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Stone.
I know. So we knew Jay-Z, John Fogerty, Dead and Company. They had all dropped out. But now, Miley Cyrus, the Raconteurs, Santana.
Oh, no. This is a colossal disaster.
And the Lumineers. All out, you guys.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Wait, did you say the Lumineers?
Yeah.
All right, I'm canceling my trip now.
Are you? Yeah, that was the final straw.
That was the one.
That was it.
There are only two headliners
left. They sold
left.
Out the Hollywood Bowl two nights in a row. Did you guys know that?
I heard that.
Back to you.
There are only two headliners left that haven't said anything yet, which I imagine maybe in the next few days they'll say something. But Imagine Dragons and the Killers still haven't said, nope, we're not doing it. And then I thought to myself, Dan is so nice from Imagine Dragons.
Just yes. trying to play it out for them.
And Brandon is so nice from The Killers.
Yeah.
What if they did play? What if they played and it was a free concert and you are seeing Imagine Dragons and The Killers for free?
What if after all of this mocking this guy, it turned out to be the greatest thing ever?
Just killer.
Of course, it's not a Woodstock.
No, it's at...
a pretty great free show.
Merriweather Post Pavilion outside of Baltimore, but it's August 16th through the 18th. Tickets are supposedly free.
So a full weekend show, but just two performers.
They
play a day and a half each.
We only actually know one band that was on the original lineup that is still on board.
Okay.
And that's the Zombies.
Enjoy that.
The Zombies are great. Mm-hmm. You know,
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers.
Time of the season. She's not there. Great.
Sure.
But it's a 3-day event.
Or burn.
I do as well. So we don't know what's happening, you guys. But can you imagine?
Well, if there's just three bands, make it a 1-day event. saying.
Absolutely.
And that's a good day.
And as of now, there's one band. So
Can I just like to suggest let it go?
I would say that should have happened months ago.
Cancel it.
Yeah. Tickets were originally going on sale in April.
Canceled.
Guys. Yeah. April. It is July 31st.
You guys know that if he pulls this off, if it turns out to be a pretty cool day or whatever, he's going to be all about doing the next one.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to hear about that for 2 years.
For sure. So, who knows? Imagine Dragons, The Killers? We don't know.
Call now.
Don't call. We're not getting out. We don't have tickets. They're free.
Correct.
Somebody call my mama.
Okay.
Don't.
So sad news last week.
Well, I'm sorry. Did you clarify by saying don't?
Don't call my mom.
Okay. Don't call Jensen's mom, you guys.
Okay, good.
Don't do that.
Sad news last week when Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas's dog out for a walk with the dog walker broke free of its leash.
Got married?
hit by a car in New York City.
Oh, dang it. The exact opposite.
Way less.
Very, very sad.
Shoot.
But Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are mourning the loss of their dog, Waldo, by getting matching tattoos of the beloved pet. So they both got tattoos of the little doggy, and they posted on Instagram. Joe wrote, "Rest in peace, my little angel." And Sophie wrote, "I miss you, Waldo. Rest in peace, my little baby."
I follow that tattoo artist on Instagram.
Yeah?
And I saw it. Yeah, it's very good.
Waldo.
Also, you're going to love that dog forever. It's always going to be a good memory. It's not like getting each other's names.
You're not going to see those dogs' tweets, you know, right. in 20
I have my
years.
Dog and my cat on me.
You do?
I do, yeah.
Even though your cat's trying to kill you.
Yeah.
I can't think of, I mean, in terms of losing a pet, I can't think of a much worse experience than witnessing it getting hit by a car.
Well, they didn't. It broke free from the dog walker's leash.
Oh, okay.
The dog
yeah.
So that's easier. No big deal.
Yeah.
No. Imagine what's going through the dog walker's mind right after.
I have to go back to my clients
my
and say,
God.
Oops.
Right.
No, every single person would do the same thing, which is, can't I find a dog that looks just like my dog?
Right?
How can, before the parents get home, can I find another dog and just don't tell them I switched it out?
Didn't they do that in Meet the Fockers? He found another cat that looked just like the other cat?
That did happen.
It's not smart, though. It never winds up
It doesn't
good.
Work.
No,
it doesn't
no.
work.
It never works in
People
sitcoms.
Can tell.
Yeah. It's never the same goldfish. That's on TV shows. You guys have seen that. Different strokes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at me weird.
Are you kidding?
Oh, whoa.
Whoa, yeah.
The bean of different strokes over here.
No. I named my goldfish Abraham because I love Different Strokes.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Stand down.
Why is everyone looking at me like I'm crazy?
I get it.
Again, thank you, Petros. He gets it. Some birthdays for you guys. We've got Wesley Snipes, Mark Cuban, J.K. Rowling, and M. Shadows. And that
I find it very difficult to take compliments. And it is Bean speaking. And it's been very difficult for me as the end of my time on the Kevin Bean Show approaches to have all the people come up and saying all the very nice things that they're saying.
Right.
And I understand there's so much love
yes.
on this batch of Afro calls that I'm a little bit nervous. I'm already humbled by hearing the sweet things. That
you're
going
to be
gonna
a
say.
Little embarrassed by the love.
Really?
It's too much.
People really. Are into me
it's
now?
It's too much, yeah.
323-520-AFRO. That is our voicemail here at the Kevin and Bean Show. 24/7. You can call and leave us a message on any topic. So, okay, I'm just listening now.
Hey, man, Patrick Warburton again. Allie, I'd like to dribble your dribble, if you know what I mean. That's Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Right. Great callback. Allie just got a giant silo to hold her water in that has inspirational messages on it.
Sure.
She can barely lift it.
She can barely lift it. It's true.
You guys think you have it bad with Allie and all the water she drinks? A lady at my work, she got two of those jugs. Plus, she made this wire shelf to hold them because they're so heavy. So I went up to her and I said, "Hey, I like your jugs. Nice rack." And I get in trouble. Thanks, Allie.
Just tried to compliment a coworker.
I mean,
that's
I
all.
Respect
that
it.
That was well delivered.
I respect it.
Perfect.
Jensen came in and said, "You guys, I'm changing my style."
Yeah.
And he walked into the studio with a Hawaiian shirt. It shocked us all.
Hey, Jensen, now that you're wearing Hawaiian shirts, I'm wondering if you're going to start rapping more yacht rock stuff like Jimmy Buffett. I want to hear you rap Jimmy Buffett because I think it'll come supernatural to you. Please.
Ah, well, that's funny that she says that, because with the shirt, I have been trying some new things.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's for your luau's. Nibbling on a sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists are covered with oil. Strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp, they're beginning to boil. I'm wasting away in Margaritaville, searching for my law shaker assault. Some people may claim that there's a woman to blame. But I know that it's nobody's fault. Yo, nobody's fault.
Very on brand with your shirt.
I have some work to do.
Yeah, more.
What are your fans going to be? He's got parrot heads. What are you going to have?
I think I should just do parrot heads and just pretend his fans are mine. If
okay,
that's fine.
Yeah, that's smart.
I don't think I'm getting any
built-in
new,
base already.
No new fans with that rap.
Yeah.
No.
We did a topic of things that you got away with without your parents finding out. One of them was a girl who got pregnant and her dad didn't find out until she was in the delivery room.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Hey, guys. Just calling on your latest call-in topic, things you did without your parents finding out. I technically wasn't living at home, but I was still only 19. I got both married and divorced without my mother having ever known.
Married and divorced.
My gosh.
Still in my 20s. and still doesn't know.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Love you guys.
That's amazing.
Imagine, at some point, she's going to find out, right? Some point in her life, I assume,
I
her
know.
Mom will find out.
Maybe
unless,
not.
Unless the daughter decides at some point it's long enough and
yeah.
just tell her, you know.
I guess so. But then
I don't see any reason why she would find out on her own, her mom.
Yeah, true. I got bit by a brown recluse. That wasn't fun.
Nope. Spider Kev, owner of a giant head. He can speak free on Earth to satellites, go in space. We'll never know. His name is Spider Kev.
Well done.
Another good delivery. We were talking about delivery people. At least 25% of people eat food before they bring it to your house.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to take a moment to remind you that all the food you ate today that was delivered to your house was probably touched by somebody else. You're welcome.
I hope it wasn't touched by him.
That's your Postmates guy, Ellie.
Why did he sound so creepy?
Because he's touching all our food.
Oh.
Bean, describe the TV show Euphoria, please.
Euphoria is just, it's been called a parent's worst nightmare. It's just a bunch of teenagers in high school that are up to sex and drugs and goddamn good.
Anybody else a little creeped out that Bean is obsessed with a show that depicts graphic teen sex? Ew.
Season finale this Sunday, you guys.
She is not wrong.
Hey, Bean, my girlfriend bought a ukulele yesterday. She's already killing you.
Wow.
Challenge, bruh. Where you at, Bean? Where you at?
Challenge, bruh.
That was in a day. He said yesterday.
Right. They mean business. They're bringing it.
Could she give me lessons? That was impressive.
Jensen, you did a cameo thing for us with Chris Hansen.
Yeah, I surprised all of you.
And what was his name for Bean?
Bean, touch my peen.
Bean, calling from England. Can't wait for Bean, touch my peen to return to us. This is Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Bean,
oh, we're both it was in stereo.
Bean, touch my peen.
Bean, touch my peen. This is Hulk Hogan, by the way.
This is taking over the nation.
Bean, touch my peen. Rub it, wash it, make it clean. Thank you, Uncle Bean.
Look, everybody needs a screen name, you guys. Come on.
And that was a good one. We're all behind. He had a whole kids cheering section somehow.
Bean, please touch my bean.
Oof, beautiful.
Hey, this is Bean Baxter, by the way.
Hey, guys, so just a quick proposal. I know Popo's Owl was very popular way back when. Can we bring that back, but with Bean, touch my bean? Like, hey, party people. Just think about it. Sleep on it.
Bye. Guys, this is not how I want to be remembered.
That's a shame.
What a legacy.
Right? Do you want to be remembered as the guy who said that he didn't like to tip Ubers? Because you're about to incur the wrath.
Uh-oh.
No.
Hey, Bean. I just want to say that I have grown up with you. I was born in 1988, and I feel like I've listened to you my entire life. However, I feel like I've never wanted to punch you in the face more. I am a teacher, and I do Postmates on the sides and the afternoons on the weekends to make some extra money, make ends meet, because we get paid so well. And I know some of my colleagues drive Uber. And when you said that you don't tip, I wanted to press the murder button. Like, I am so pissed at you right now. You said that the ride to the airport cost you $30. Bitch, do you think Uber is giving them those $30 to each driver? You are out your damn mind, okay? Uber probably takes like half of that. So on that $30 ride, your driver probably made $14, maybe $16, and then also had to pay for their gas and had you spend the time driving your ass to the freaking airport and listening to you talking. Oh my God, hell yes, I'd be giving you a 3-star rating too.
Whoa.
I hope that your Uber rating falls below 4.6 so no one picks up your cheap ass anymore, okay? If $30 is too much to spend to go to the airport, then drive your ass there yourself and pay for parking or get a real taxi. Do some other You are a cheap ass bitch.
That is a dressing down, man.
You could hear her.
Oh yeah.
Filled with rage, just halfway through that.
Yeah.
Bean, touch my peen. Right?
I don't never tip. By the way, I don't.
You said you never tip. Uber.
You did say that.
You can go back to the tape. I did not say I never tip. I don't tip all the time. That's what I said. I tip when there's exceptional service.
That's just like I do in a restaurant. Bitch.
Yeah. Did you guys see that story yesterday? Allie, are you going to do it, the Linkin Park story later?
No, go ahead.
That story yesterday, I only skimmed it, but there was a woman came across someone who was getting ready to jump off a bridge, and she talked him down with Linkin Park lyrics.
Yeah, I saw that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable tribute to that band, you know, and especially when you consider, you know, what happened with Chester. It's just nice to see Linkin Park saving somebody's life. But we've got to look into that and find some more details. But that's just amazing. You know, use what you got. All right. We got a Kevin Bean listener who does not believe that man walked on the moon.
Sounds completely normal, though. You would think she'd sound bonkers. She doesn't.
Well, we're going to talk to her coming up in about 15 minutes. But we do have someone who never sounds bonkers. He's always got it together because he is Doto, the international man of mystery.
I need some babes.
Kevin Bean, there's one thing I forgot to tell you, Kevin Bean. I need a woman.
Woo! I need a woman. I was in Vietnam. I definitely need a Korean woman.
My first memory is I just love the buffets in Las Vegas. I love the flan. It has a lot of sugar.
Life's a box of chocolate, Bean.
Did you get her phone number?
Yeah.
Have you called her?
Yeah, I called and she changed her number.
How about that?
Why'd you tuck away some knives behind an air conditioner vent in a nondescript bag?
No, seriously.
That's not mine, man.
I drank your milkshake.
Well, I'm sorry.
Why not, Bean? This is America.
Woo! And now the further adventures of Doto, international man of mystery, man. Yeah.
Why not, Bean? This is America. Doto, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Bean. Hey, I'm going on my trip, Bean, to Singapore next Monday. I'm going next Monday, and I'm returning back on the 16th or the 18th of August.
No small talk for Doe, I'll tell you that.
Right to it.
Not a lot of chit-chat.
How you been, Doe?
Good, man. Good, Kevin Bean. You know why I'm going there?
To see a woman.
Okay, tell us about this. What do we know about this woman, Doto?
Well, here's the deal, Kevin Bean. Back in April or March of 2019, which is a few months ago, right, I met this woman on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Then we talked and we got to know each other. And I just want to make sure, is she for real or is she going to be playing me for a fool? So what I do is that I talked to her on FaceTime and I talked to her on the phone quite a few times. And I'm pretty much absolutely convinced that she's a real person.
Okay.
First, Doto, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Jensen. I'm new to the show.
Hey, Jensen, how's it going?
I'm a big fan of yours. I think I'm going to say something. If you FaceTimed with her, that sounds like a good sign.
Sounds solid.
Yeah, but the problem, I just want to make sure that I'm not being tapped.
Of course.
I know that there's a lot of BS going on, and there's a lot of fake going on there. So I just wanted to say, to FaceTime her and just talk to her, just to make sure that I'm not playing stupid with her. You know?
Okay, all right. So she lives in Singapore.
Yeah, she lives there, Bean.
Okay, and why did you two decide that it was time for an in person visit? Has this gotten very romantic?
Let me tell you why. I have a good reason why, Bean. Because here's the deal. Here's my technique, Bean. My technique is that if I'm going to meet somebody online on Facebook after a few months, then I think that it's best to see her person because you don't want to wait 6 months and 1 year because if I wait 6 months and 1 year, she could be with another dude, right, Bean?
No, you're absolutely right. Of course, yes. So it's romantic. You two have expressed feelings for one another.
Yeah, and you know how tall she is, Bean? She's 5'9".
Well, 5'8", 5'9", that's your range.
That's perfect.
His whole range is 5'8", 5'9".
Yes.
And dark hair, obviously, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, Doto, has she expressed her interest in you coming to visit her?
Yeah, she knows, but she told me that if I do come visit her, then she'll probably take maybe 4 or 5 days off.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, wow. Okay, wow. It sounds like a love week.
Hey, Bean, on days if she's not working, what am I going to be doing, Bean?
Well, I've never been to Singapore, but she lives there, so I'm sure she has a bunch of things that she would like to show you or things that she enjoys doing around town.
Yeah, because we all know that since Singapore is an English-speaking country, then I shouldn't have any problems getting around. I mean,
well, I wouldn't think so. No, I don't think so at all. I don't. What are you hoping to have as the result of this visit, Doto?
Yeah, I just want to see. Hopefully, this part will probably get to the next step, being maybe marriage.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, the next step. Pump the brakes here. You're just meeting her for the first time. Maybe get to know her.
Maybe possibly give her a second, third trip, a fourth trip. Maybe this is just the beginning, Bean.
Okay.
Hey, Doto, I think it's great that you've done live chat with her. You know she's a real live person.
Yeah, because I don't want to be taken as an idiot. Just find her for nothing.
Absolutely, right. And I think you're doing the right thing with that. Can I ask you, you haven't sent her any money or anything like right?
Allie, this is a very good question. You're going to want to hear this because sometimes on Facebook, sometimes on social media, when some girls start asking me for money, then I pretty much just tell them to get lost in a nice way.
That's good. You're being smart. Okay. It sounds like you're being smart.
I think you're doing all the right things, Doto. That's great.
Growing up. Are you, now, Doe, forgive me, this is going to be a personal question, but I feel like we're friends and I can ask. Have you guys expressed any sexual interest in one another?
Yeah, she didn't talk to me about that yet.
She hasn't?
We didn't talk, but I keep looking at her pictures, Bean.
Okay. Is she hot?
You know what? You know what the hell she does? She does for a living. She's like a designer.
Is she hot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think Doto's flying to Singapore for a dog.
For a designer.
Yeah.
So you're going to tap that ass, Del, I guess is what I'm asking.
Yeah. Hey, Bean, can I ask you a question? Bean, if I'm on the flight for 18 hours, do you mind if I watch Steven Seagal?
Well, no, of course not. You should take whatever entertainment you want with you. Yeah, you watch whatever you feel like.
That's a long flight, though.
That's very long.
It's a lot of Steven Seagal.
No.
So, I guess what I'm asking is, do you expect to have sex with this woman?
Possibly.
Possibly. Okay.
Doto takes some aspects very slow. And I like that about you, Doto.
Good for him.
You want to meet her. You want to see if there's chemistry.
Then marry her.
That's why I said some aspects. Okay. So take this slow. If there's chemistry, see where it goes. And then maybe she comes to visit you.
Yes.
You go to visit her more. I like this, Doto.
Since this is a very unique situation, would you say that long-distance relationship on a scale like maybe 9 out of 10 times is probably not going to go anywhere statistically?
Well, number one, that's the wrong way to go in. You're flying to Singapore. Let's not say 9 out of 10.
We don't know the statistics, but it can be an added difficulty. That's all.
It could work out because every now and then, sometimes I do hear stories of stuff like this worked out.
Yes, of course it can work out.
All the time.
How can you travel anytime you want? Like you're going to Singapore to meet a woman. Maybe you could just go regularly.
If this is going to work out, then maybe I like to go maybe in November, December. Then.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
Bean, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Here's my solution, Bean.
Okay.
Let's say that if this woman was living 5 minutes from me and this woman was living 10 minutes with me.
Right.
If the chemistry is not right, then regardless what the heck, it's not going to work out.
Correct.
Right?
True.
Correct.
Chemistry is very important.
1 minute away from you, if the chemistry is not there, then no matter how hard you try, it's not going to go nowhere.
Correct. That's correct. Okay.
The logistics and distance does not determine chemistry.
No.
Somebody could be your roommate.
Quick question, Doto. I know on Facebook you can't just meet people. It's not like a Tinder or a dating service. Like, how did you find her?
You know, Miss Jensen, she may send me a friend request.
Got it.
Or sometimes I randomly like to add different ladies on Facebook.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right. Different people. That's all.
Doe, a lot of times we are nervous when we hang up the phone that you are headed for trouble, but I think you are taking all the right precautions here, and I think I speak for the room when I say we are very excited and optimistic about your trip to Singapore, and I hope that we can talk to you when you get back and find out how it went.
Yeah, absolutely. Being.
Great.
And do you have condoms?
Kevin asked me a lot of funny questions. I'm sure there's over there, Kevin.
I'm just saying, maybe bring
some. I don't trust Singapore. Yeah,
I got it.
All right, Doe. Great chat, my friends. Travel safely. We'll talk to you when you get back, okay?
Thanks, Bean.
All right. Bye now.
Cool, man.
Bye now.
Doto, international man of mystery, man.
Bean. Yes, I'm sorry.
Happy birthday, BJ Novak.
Oh, that sounds like I'm good.
He just tweeted that.
If this is the year Kevin and Bean stop announcing my birthday, I swear to God. Oh, my God, BJ Novak. Happy birthday.
Did you miss him on the list?
I sure did. Here's the thing.
Inglorious Bastards. How do you leave him out?
I always wait until the 7 o'clock for the real big birthdays.
Oh, yeah. You've never done that before. That's so weird. Happy,
that's your policy. Okay.
Happy birthday.
He is the founder.
He is
of
not.
ISIS.
No, he's not.
No.
He's
no,
a nice
no.
man, a talented writer and actor. Okay.
Happy birthday.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Okay, oh, again, that's not
close to true.
We got a call left on the Kevin and Bean Afro line a couple of days ago from what sounds like a very nice podcast listener named Chris. And let's just play it with no comment, and then we'll speak with her.
Hey, guys. My name is Chris. I'm a podcast listener from San Diego, and I was just catching up when you guys were talking about the moon landing not being real. And that has always been bullshit. We've never landed on the moon. There are so many papers that prove it. I actually wrote a paper for my college thesis disproving us landing on the moon. So it's a real thing. I know you guys think that there's very few people who think it's true, but there are quite a lot of us. Thanks.
So 50 years ago, I guess the hoax began. And since then, hundreds of thousands of people who are involved in man landing on the moon have kept a tight lip on it. So it has not been revealed until right now on the Kevin and Bean Show that the moon landing was in fact fake. Hey, Chris.
Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to have you on. Thank you so much for calling. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Okay. So we were surprised by your message, and I'm sure people are often surprised when you bring up your thoughts on the moon landing. Tell us how it all began for you.
I don't think it really began. I've just never believed that we landed on the moon. And I was in college, and we had to write a, you know, convincing paper, and this was just a natural topic that came up, and I was shocked that I was the only person in my class that believed it.
Let me ask you a question about that. Why did you never believe it? Like, why did you even question it the first time?
Well, I know about science, and I know it's not possible.
How old are you, Chris?
I'm 37.
Okay, so the moon landing was well before you were born. So when you first were taught about it in school, you thought, wait a minute, this just doesn't add up?
Yes, that's
okay.
True.
What was the first red flag that that got on your radar? If flags get on radar, I'm not sure how that works.
Well, flags don't get on moons. I do know that.
Ah, well done.
So the first thing that made me kind of question it was in a basic science class where we were learning about something called the Van Allen belt. Mm-hmm. And the Van Allen belt is a radiation belt that is between us and the moon. And it's about 500 miles long and thousands of miles thick. And I remember a scientist saying that humans could never travel through it because if we weren't dead, we'd be very ill, even with the best possible shielding we have. And so I did a little bit of research on it. And even through the shortest part of that Van Allen belt, humans can't make it through, even in the best shielding. In fact, early in the 90s, there were some space travelers that were about 500 miles below the Van Allen belt. And they said that the radiation flashes were so bright, they could see them with their eyes closed and they had to turn back. So I couldn't fathom how we could actually get to the moon.
Well, I don't know very much about the Van Allen belt. You're probably far more well-versed on science than I am. But, I mean, I think, if I recall correctly, that is something that the Apollo program was aware of and figured out a way to beat. I think they figured out a way to safely put astronauts in a capsule that could go through the Van Allen belt. I mean, in multiple times.
Well, not a human. A human couldn't go through it. And what's weirder is film can't make it back. The radiation is so strong that if we were able to take film to the moon and take pictures and bring them back, the pictures would be destroyed. So how did we get all these amazing pictures?
Because they went through the Van Allen belt, well, and it didn't destroy the people or the pictures.
Chris, is your feeling the Kubrick kind of thing? Is your feeling that we filmed it in a soundstage, et cetera, et cetera?
Yes, although I do think we sent men up. I mean, you can't fake a rocket taking off. I believe that they were up and that they orbited for about 8 days while we were being shown this footage that had been filmed.
Oh,
and
so it's,
I think
it's
they
a mixture.
Actually crashed down and filmed it.
It's a mixture
right.
of both.
It's a mixture.
Okay, so
yes,
what exactly. did 600 million people around the world watch on TV on July 20th, 1969 then?
Nice.
Well, filmed footage, and I believe it was filmed out. I know this is where everybody starts thinking I'm crazy. I think it was filmed at Area 51. Mm-hmm. It's a highly guarded area that people couldn't get into. There are several hangars that look like sound stages that are still out there. And the topography of the Earth is the same. And even if you compare images from the moon landing to those that were taken by the Russians in flyovers, they're identical. You can lay the photos on top of each other, and those craters are exactly what is surrounding Area 51 out in Nevada.
But don't you think somebody watching would have seen something that didn't work? I mean, was it a perfect fake?
It seems like it.
Let me ask you a question going the opposite way. Everything gets leaked. Everything. How has this not been leaked? How is everybody able to keep this secret and no one came forward and said, this is a fake?
Like a deathbed confession or something?
Yeah, something. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people suspect that it was fake and have said, I think it could have been faked, or think, you know, that they aren't saying it. But it's all politics. You have to believe that there is
politics
of stuff that
is worse.
Politics
is worse than anything. They leak everything.
I don't know where Chris and I stand on this. I don't know if I'm agreeing with her, but I do think the JFK stories, there are things in the past. There are things in the past that have been completely hidden from us.
Exactly.
Okay, here's another question for you. Why fake it in Apollo 12? Why try again in Apollo 13?
That is a very good question. 14,
15, 16, 17, 18.
Because I assume, Chris, you're saying we did it because we needed to beat Russia at it, et cetera. That's kind of the theory. Is
exactly.
That, okay, we wanted to beat other countries to it.
But why go back seven more times?
Yeah. I do believe that we've had rovers that have landed up there, and we've collected things and brought them back. That part, I believe, is 100% true. I just don't think that men can make it, and I believe that they were all faked. And in fact, you can look at the backgrounds on a lot of these missions, and they're identical. You'll see identical horizons with just the foregrounds changed, and the foregrounds and the horizons don't exactly match up. It looks like this footage was kind of used over and over again.
Chris, can I ask you a completely unrelated question? Are you dating anyone?
I am getting married in 61 days.
Ooh, do you believe when he or she says things to you, or do you immediately think, oh, this is a lie?
I think everything he says is BS, but that's just a healthy place.
Wow. Chris, I am now on your side, and I believe everything you say.
Okay. One more question for me, Chris. So everybody lied, everybody covered it up. So the 12 men who were the best and brightest of the space program who were selected to walk on the lunar surface, they had military backgrounds, they had, you know, high clearance and everything like that. They were vetted completely. You think all of them were able to keep the secret? Most of them are dead now, were able to keep the secret to their grave and lie about walking on the moon?
I think so, and I think money can do a lot. And I also think threats can do a lot. Gus Grissom was an astronaut who was a big critic of the space program, and he said,
What happened to him?
He said, someone will get killed going to the moon. And then coincidentally, a year later, he dies in a simulation that burst into flames.
He was Apollo 1 on the launch pad. They all died, yeah. So you think, like, Buzz Aldrin, he's 89 years old. He's still out there saying he walked on the moon. You think he's lying?
I think he's lying. I think he's lying, and he's probably told the lie so long that it's just easy, and it sounds so convincing.
Well, also, Buzz Aldrin, the guy who sat on a soundstage and pretended he was on the moon, wouldn't have the same career as Buzz Aldrin, the guy on the moon.
That's true. Listen, I'll agree with you in that if I'm Buzz Aldrin and I faked it, I'm keeping up that lie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I walked on the moon.
Right. He's getting late.
Right?
All right. Well, I wasn't expecting this, but I guess man didn't walk on the moon, you guys.
I will say, Chris is the smartest.
Thank you.
She is the smartest, most well-spoken person I've ever heard say that conspiracy theory and have a defense
on this side of the argument. Yeah, I agree.
I agree. Yeah.
That's also true.
Bean and Jensen think that prison wouldn't be that bad.
No.
Not separate cells, though. Separate cells.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe next to each other, though.
Prison? Not that bad.
Yeah. I don't think it's automatically the worst 5 years off.
Have you ever went on a vacation where it's rained? Like you go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Remember how you just stay in the room and it's super fun?
Yeah.
Prison. That's prison.
Same deal. Yep.
So we're going to take some calls in a few minutes. Prison wasn't that bad.
I bet there are a lot of people who agree with us.
And I guess we'll find out.
Okay, coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Allie is here. It's Wednesday morning. Time for What's Happening?
What's going on?
Well, what's going on is I want to make some of you very happy tonight.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Go on.
With a pair of passes to the DTS Summer of Sound private screening.
Yeah! Oh, sorry.
Of Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw.
Yay!
It's all happening at the Pacific Theaters inside the Americana at Brand tonight, you guys. So if you can go, you're going to get DTS X immersive sound technology.
DTS is that K-pop band, yeah?
No. You're going to feel like you're a part of the movie.
Oh, I thought they were in the theater singing
sound.
All the
no, sound. Incredible sound. Oh,
okay. Incredible sound. So let's take callers 20 through 24 right now at 1-800-520-1067, and you are going to check out Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw.
Somebody call my mama.
Well, no, unless she's answering phones here, and I don't think so.
Although, call now.
Call Ruben Mama. You might like it, you guys.
Someone call someone.
You guys, please, do you remember when I did the story about A-Rod giving J-Lo a 2019 red 911?
Huh?
Yeah. Carrera GTS Porsche.
Is it a 911? That is accurate.
Yes. Okay. He gave her that for her 50th birthday last
week. And we all thought, what is she going to do with another car?
Exactly. And then I find out J-Lo hasn't driven a car since she passed her driving test.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Really?
She has drivers.
Guys.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
She didn't have drivers at 17, 18, 19, 20.
She may have had friends or siblings.
I guess
if
you grow up in New York, you don't need a car. Yeah. That makes sense. But then she moved out here for In Living Color. She was a fly girl, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who was driving her then?
I know a lot of famous people who got famous at a youngish age, like Jennifer Lopez, who never knew how to drive, never have learned.
Insane. Yeah. Well, she knew how to drive because she has her license, but hasn't driven since then. And we all found this out because she posted video of her taking a test drive around the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So she gets behind the wheel of the car for the first time since passing her test, and she goes, "Let me see if I remember how to drive. Baby, I know how to drive. I remember I haven't driven for so long. Baby, this is so good. You've given me my independence back."
What?
Did she not know she could drive anytime she wanted?
I don't know. Was she like, all I need is a man to buy me a car? What is happening here?
And by the way, has she continued to renew her driver's license in the last 30 years, too?
Listen,
like, does she have a
narc
current license?
Right? You're such a narc.
Well, what I'm saying, if she's not driving ever, I wonder if she even bothers renewing her license. You think she does just so she can use it for ID?
I don't know. Let's open up an investigation.
Right? You are such a narc.
Wow.
It says she hasn't driven a car since she passed her driving test, so I would assume the original driving test. That's what makes it the story, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's interesting.
The whole thing is just, I don't know if I believe anything anymore.
After the moon thing?
Especially that puts everything into question.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm questioning everything.
Okay.
By the way, happy birthday, BJ Novak. Again.
Yeah. Again, right.
You guys, room service prices are insane. You can get a bowl of berries, you get the bill, and you're like, how is this $30?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a bowl of goddamn berries.
Yep. And by the way, no matter how hungry I am, I will never get rooked by those hotel rooms.
Why am I shocked?
I'm just telling you. He is
the cheapest man alive.
If it's a $20 turkey burger, I'm not having a $20
turkey
burger.
Okay, but here's the thing. I'm going to say again, Bean, you don't drink. If you drink, it would be a different situation.
Oh, because you have to have food.
You're in the hotel room, and you would pay $50 for a hamburger.
You are a cheap-ass bitch.
Right?
Okay. That is true, ma'am. Well, Iggy Azalea was in Vegas, and she tweeted that she was shocked by the ridiculous price of a room service sandwich. She wrote, "I just paid $54 for a grilled cheese sandwich."
There it is.
She then added a picture of a really sad Oprah, just to emphasize how upsetting it was.
Mm-hmm.
In a follow-up tweet, she said that the unnamed hotel charged her an additional $10.08 for silverware.
What?
Despite the fact that she could have eaten it with her hands, obviously. So she wrote $64.08. We love a scammer. She then posted a picture mid-bite and said that she was going to report her credit card stolen. which she wouldn't. She was just joking around, obviously. She then joked that she was stealing the HDMI cords from the TVs in her room. And in the final post, she shared a short clip of her throwing the fork and knife in her suitcase and slamming it shut.
It's the best thing Iggy Azalea's ever done.
Amen. She also talked about how the room service bill was more expensive than the sweatshirt that she was wearing that she sells on her website, which I thought was a nice little ad. Like, ooh, sure. Check out this sweatshirt. But my God, you guys, $64.
Do you guys think the food delivery people eat some of your food before they bring it to you?
A fry, maybe?
Just pull up the little lid, take a fry.
Tiny little bit.
Ugh.
Sure.
Guys, seriously. Have I mentioned it's BJ Novak's birthday?
No, really?
Yes.
Really?
Surprised that you wouldn't.
He's a best-selling author. He's an actor, a writer.
Amazing man. Yeah. I saw him once save a whole family from a burning building.
Wow.
You know, absolutely.
You know, he's 40 today.
I wouldn't know that because he looks 20.
Right?
I will say this about BJ. He loves animals, and I know that because one time I was like, oh my God, look at that dog. And he's like, do you want it? I can get you any dog because I love animals and I have this connection.
So he's a dog stealer?
No, he literally will do like this sweet...
He steals dogs?
No, a sweet smile.
BJ Novak, dog stealer.
Dogs,
happy birthday!
Dogs come running. Like, he's like a dog
whisperer. Other people's dogs, though, come to him.
No, he makes a very specific smile, so it's just dogs looking for a home. That's how good he is.
Wow, okay.
Like, he's just goodness and light. His soul is so pure.
Allie forgot to mention him earlier.
Mm-hmm. I'm Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Hulk Hogan who hates a lot of people loves BJ Novak.
I've heard that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, a BJ Novak, liked by racists.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Listen,
he's the man who invented Booyah.
Oh.
Did you guys know that?
BJ, I'm sorry. I am ashamed. I brought shame to my family. My mom emailed me. She's like, don't come home for Thanksgiving.
Oh, jeez.
So I apologize, BJ Novak. I hope you have the best birthday ever. The other birthdays, I mean, who cares? I'm not even naming the other people because they are all dead to me. Who effing cares?
This weekend is the beginning of Halloween activities in the Southland, by the way.
Woo-hoo!
Yes. I don't know if you are familiar with this Midsummer Scream in Long Beach, but we're going to be talking to the executive director later this hour. Just as an aside, yesterday, Kevin, in London, Selfridges, the very famous department store there, opened their Christmas shop.
Okay. Look, I'm ready for Halloween.
Okay.
I'm not ready for Christmas.
A little too early for Christmas. Mm-hmm. All right, that's fine. We've been dying to get to this topic, and I think today is the day. A few weeks ago, Allie, you were doing a story in What's Happening about the situation. From Jersey Shore, who's what's he serving in jail time for? Tax evasion or something?
Yeah, tax evasion for I think it's tanning salons.
Which
all right,
I'm not
sounds
kidding.
Like an Onion headline.
Not
it does.
Kidding.
It does. Yeah. So the story was that he was in prison, but it turned out there are a couple of other famous people there for him to hang out with and get tanned and work out. Right?
Yeah, the guy that did the whole fire festival.
Okay.
So
okay.
He was in the same prison as well as the guy that. Stole all the pictures of famous ladies nude.
Oh, the fapping guy.
The fapping fellow.
Okay. So you were talking about how they were all in jail. And all I thought was, and I don't remember what day this was, but for whatever was going on in my life, I thought, man, luck out. Because they're in jail today. They don't have to do any of the stuff that I have to do today. I think I was like taking my car in to get fixed or something like that and had a dentist appointment. It was just a bad day. And I thought, if I were in jail right now, I'd be waking up whenever. I'd be getting free food.
Yeah.
Maybe a little time back at the bunk, you know, read a little bit,
and
listen to the radio.
I quickly agreed because I feel like we have so much on our schedules. And you're always like, I'd love to get to this. I'd love to read this book. I'd love to, you know, write this novel.
Watch a DVD, perhaps.
Yeah, even open a DVD. And I realized what a perfect time, what a perfect place, what a perfect situation, excuse the pun, to completely clear my schedule. I've gone for 6 to 8 years.
The only person I've ever talked to that didn't think prison was that bad was Tommy Chong. We had him in from Cheech and Chong, and we asked him what prison was like, and he was like, it was great.
Well,
everybody
loves
me.
He's a star.
Yeah, he's a star,
well, recently,
and everyone loved
him. Recently, Bill Cosby, Dr. Bill Cosby, he said, through spokespeople, that he's having a great time in jail.
But do you think maybe he's spinning that? I don't know.
I don't know why you would need to even say it. Don't say anything.
Yeah.
Can I bring up something you both also said, which was the pure comedy of you guys going back and forth. I believe you also said, plus, we can get in totally good shape.
Yeah,
you did say that.
Work out all day.
You did say that.
Because neither of you would.
Because neither of you have the time now in your schedule to work out.
That's what this is. Yes.
Too busy.
But Kevin, why don't you believe? And by the way, we want to take calls from people who have been in white collar prisons, okay? We're not to.
Any prison, really. I mean, if you've had a good time.
Any prison. So if you're in San Quentin and you had a good time.
Please let us know.
By the way, we're not even saying good time. We're just saying not that bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or give a call if you've been in prison and it was horrible. Talk them out of this dream.
No, I think I'm going
to
do it.
I'd like to see Jensen and Bean try to rob a bank or whatever it is they do, and then they get put in, and then they'll be very, very happy.
I've always wanted a meal plan. These are all things I don't have to think about the food I'm taking in.
Yes, I love that too. And you never have to cook it yourself. You never have to clean up yourself.
Outfits. We never have to worry about what we're wearing.
Yes. You guys just said outfits.
Yes.
You think you would last in jail using the word outfits?
Oh my God, sassy blouses.
They provide your clothes for you. They give you everything.
Yeah, and we get a job maybe sewing things or making license plates.
Which
maybe
I think would just feel great.
Sewing things was his go-to.
Yeah, you get like 3 cents an hour. It'd be wonderful.
But that's not the point.
I don't need the money. That's even better.
Because you have room and board.
I don't need to be part of your economical system anymore. More. I live off of basically beads and cigarettes.
Beads? Ew.
So let me give the number, you guys. 1-800-520-1067. If you've done any kind of time and it
wasn't that bad.
I want to hear from you because I feel like Jensen and I are on to something.
Yes.
And I know that the prison system is terribly overcrowded in this country. They really don't need the burden of other people. But I feel like if there's an opening, I'm going to go for it.
There's an opening, and it will be gone for.
That's not the prison motto I should be living by.
No, probably not.
But here's the other thing, Kevin, and Jensen is far busier than I am because he's got a baby, he's got multiple side hustles and everything like that. But even in my own life, where I concentrate mostly just on my family and this job,
right.
I feel like I don't have enough downtime to just sit and think about things.
Look, I don't want to argue with you about this because it sounds like you have a really solid premise. But I think by day 3, day 4, you're tired of downtime.
Bean, how many books do you have off to the side
you'd like
to get to?
I mean, I probably buy a book or two a week.
Yeah, I mean, I have so many things. You know how many podcasts I need to catch up on?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I think it sounds fun.
Podcast too. That's a great point. But I mean, I just mean the working on yourself mental time I need as well. I need to get some things straight in my head.
Right.
I need to come up with some plans.
We all need that.
Yeah, but here's the problem. And this is a serious point here. Most of us spend so much time worrying about what we have to do today or tomorrow or this week that we're not making 10-year plans.
No.
You know what I mean? Because we're too
busy.
Maybe
8 to 10 even.
We're too busy. I'm saying I'm going to be so ready to get out of jail after 5 to 8 years. I think that's what we decided, Jensen.
Yes, 5 to 8.
I'm going to be so ready to get out, but I'm going to have a plan, man. When I walk out that door, I'm going to know where to go and what to do.
It's going to take you 5 to 8 years of solitary confinement to have a plan?
4 with good behavior.
Just to come up with a plan?
Yes.
You're both insane.
My life is in disarray. That's what I'm saying.
How about, let's pull it back a little. Would you do 2 weeks to get, it's almost like a rehab.
Can I be assured that it's almost like a rehab? By the way, I've been to rehab. It sucks. You're going to have to use a different example for that because that really blows. Can you assure me that I'm not going to be a bottom? You know what I'm saying? It's important.
No one's going to assure you
about
anything.
Talking about going to prison.
I also don't.
I'm saying Bean's not going to last. Neither is Jensen.
Well. I am also saying, and I have no information to back this up, I believe that it's a pop culture joke to say everyone gets raped in prison. I think the vast majority of people are not sexually assaulted in prison.
Okay, good.
I really do.
Mm-hmm. And I'm down to test it.
And you're basing that on?
Gut.
Okay, good.
Basing that on my gut.
That's worth the gamble.
Let's talk to Edgar real quick before the break. He is in Hollywood. He joins us on line 3 here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Edgar.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Prison, not that bad, huh?
No, it wasn't. So I got sentenced to a year, and because of it, I try to get out of it as fast as I can. So I ended up opting out for a work program. So because it was a nonviolent offense, I ended up getting transferred over to minimum security. And honestly, it wasn't bad at all.
Okay,
look at this.
What did you like about it?
Well,
for starters, I got to be outside and actually see the stars, whereas in general population, you're actually indoors like the entirety of the night. We're in minimum security. You can actually go outside and use the payphones, get the fresh air, hit the basketball court. It wasn't bad at all. Like, yeah, it
sort of sounds like the vacation.
Yeah. Now, what about what Jensen and I are saying about you don't have to worry about food? They take care of that. You don't have to worry about clothes. They take care of that.
Love that you didn't have to pick out your outfit?
Yeah, it was great. The yellow jumpsuit actually really brought the color out of my eyes.
Oh, that's very sweet. That's very sweet.
Oh, my God, I can't.
I love it.
All right, Edgar, I hope that you are my cellmate. Thank you for the call, sir. 1-800-520-1067. I've been in jail, and it wasn't that bad. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
All right, we're talking about you went to prison, and not that bad.
Tina writes in, my fat brother's excuse for not getting healthy. He wishes he were back in prison and had structure again. See?
There are some people that actually do get helped by structure that they can't give themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think either of you are those people.
I think that's me. I think I'm down.
Did you see this tweet? Eddie Miller, Bean and Jensen, try a cruise instead of jail.
I support both of you going to a cruise.
You can read on a cruise?
Yeah, you're stuck in that room, really.
Get outfits if you want.
We are taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Our argument is that prison for some people is a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Clara, Oceanside, up next, line 4 on the Kevin Meade Show. Hey, Clara.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Tell us about your time on the inside.
Okay, so 30 days, Orange County Women's Jail, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it wasn't bad. I mean, of course, the first week was awful, but there wasn't any rapes or anything. And it feels like camp. Okay, because it's a bunch of girls. We're all in this big room.
Can Bean go to the girls one? Sorry,
you know
go ahead.
Though it's gay for the stay, and then straight at the gate. There's a lot of girls. Wow. You know, you get lonely, and you're
look
like,
look at this. She's got the prison lingo down, doesn't she?
She right, 30 days.
And you know, you have to have a skill. My skill was French braiding. I would French braid everybody's hair, and then you swap things like for commissary, for food, for snacks.
Okay.
And I read every book, you know. I read all the 50 Shades of Grey books. Mm. I caught up on some Stephen King.
Okay. Jensen and Bean, can either of you braid hair?
I'll learn.
Okay.
Yeah. What would be your skill, do you think?
I'd probably rapping.
You teach other people how to rap?
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's what I do anyway.
Okay.
Bean? I have no skills, you guys. You know that. I have no skills.
So sad. All right, thank you.
You know what, Bean? It would be your charm. It's your charm.
Oh, yes, thank you, Clara.
Right. Clara, you a new listener?
Yeah, I'm going to get murdered in prison on my first night. Clara, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. Give me some Jason on line one. He is in Tustin. Somebody else who's also saying, hey, you guys, prison, good time.
Jason?
Morning, party people.
Morning.
And by the way, we should ask how long you were in and where you were.
I was in 30 days, also Orange County, just like Clara.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead. And how'd you find it? Good time or bad time?
You know, I had a blast.
Oh, my God.
I had a blast. Go on.
The structure part of it was great. The food, not the best, but like you said, you don't have to clean up. You don't have to make anything.
Right.
It was, like Clara said, summer camp. There are two things that people don't realize, though.
Okay.
Number one, the impending race riots. A race riot can pop off at any time.
Oh,
so if you get over that, you'll have a good time.
Yeah.
So you just have to avoid the race riots, and then it's all thumbs up?
Okay. I got a serious question for you, Jason. Did you have a single cell, or did you have a cellmate?
No, it was what they call a block. So there was 12 of us in one big block.
Whoa. All right. So, Jensen, how are you going to handle the pooping situation? Because you already have so much trouble with public pooping.
Yeah,
are you going to do in front of a bunch of dudes?
30 days, I could hold it in.
Allie would do the best. Allie would love pooping next to everyone.
Oh, my God. I'd be like, hey, check this one out.
She'd be a hero.
Check it out, Sully.
Oh,
The symphony of farts. Mm,
oh. Jason, this sounds wonderful.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I may be losing my enthusiasm for the idea.
Can we go back to reading all the Stephen King books?
I'm glad you had a blast, though, Jason. Thank you for the call. All right, we better give Vanessa in L.A. her chance.
Here's a buzzkill.
She is an outlier here.
Hey, Vanessa.
Vanessa, everybody we've talked
to. I've been a fan with you guys since I was 12 years old.
Thank you.
Okay,
but everybody we've talked to says that prison is outstanding. What are you calling to say?
Well, they're probably in Orange County because I'm from Los Angeles.
Okay.
I got sentenced to 174 days for a DUI, so I don't know if I was going to be in there for a day to the entire sentence, but my DA told me 30 days. Anyway, the processing is the most degrading. I was in a room filled with about 50 women. We had to get butthole naked. Am I allowed to say butthole?
Yeah, butthole. Sorry.
No, no. I think we all know that that is part of the admission.
The cavity search happens. Yeah.
But we're all in this room, so it smells like feces, you know, period stuff. Stuff you can't imagine. So
this isn't helping.
Women and we,
I don't. Now I don't want to go to jail.
You're not helping them.
Okay, but you get through that in 30 minutes, and then you're on vacation.
No, and then, you know, the degrading part, you know, it's a degrading situation, but you know what? Some officers have self-entitlement issues, and they have this superiority complex, and they think that they can treat anybody like they want. The food was horrible, so I fasted for a whole week. And
okay, hold on, stop right there. You lost some weight, though, right?
Lost weight.
Yes, not only that, it was a spiritual awakening because it was my first time fasting.
Okay, but what I'm saying is I need to lose a few pounds. Again, everything you're saying so far, I'm still down.
Well, the butthole thing.
No, it was the most horrible experience in my life. It was the most horrible experience in my life, but I'd do it again if I had to.
Hey!
You'd do it again if you had to.
Oh, that's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Wait, you said the worst experience of your life, and then you followed that up with I'd do it again if I had to. Why?
Because it humbled me. I became humble. And hey, I'm not drinking and driving anymore.
That's good.
There you go.
Vanessa, you do know you can actively avoid this happening again, right?
Yeah, I don't drink and drive anymore.
There you
okay,
go.
Perfect.
That's good.
So it would be something else that she'd be in there for.
Sure. So, happy ending.
You have these younger girls who think, you know, they're active, you know, they're gang members. And, of course, you know, I grew up at those gothic cholas, you know, back in my day. So I have these younger girls thinking that I'm around their age because I'm well preserved.
All right.
So, okay.
I'm not sure that we're finding out a lot about Bean and Jensen talking about girls' prisons.
Vanessa's like, let me tell you about my skincare regimen.
Vanessa, I'm glad that you went through it and you came out the other side a better person. And thank you for listening for so long. We really appreciate it. When can we go to jail? I am convinced now. This sounds like a great deal.
On the way home, we could easily, I don't know, I can rob a bank. You could do something.
I think both of you could probably rob a bank and meet in jail.
Hey.
And wear the same blouse. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin.
Yeah! Never too early.
Do it.
Was not expecting this in July, but it seemed appropriate.
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween. Go sleep, things are gonna happen.
Here's the headline. First sentence, actually, from the PressTelegram.com in Long Beach. For the past 4 years, summertime in Long Beach has become a place of horror and darkness, with evil lurking all around during one terror-filled weekend. We're talking about Midsummer Scream, you guys. It is back, and it is happening this weekend. David Marklin is the executive director of Midsummer Scream. If you have not heard about this and you love Halloween and horror, listen up. This is going to be your jam. Hey, David, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Our pleasure. So we're very excited. You know, increasingly, more and more people are getting into Halloween as not just being a day, but as being a week and then a month, and now it seems it's turning into a multi-month event.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Tell us how you got into it. Like, were you a kid who just was obsessed with horror movies?
I grew up on the East Coast, and I loved the Halloween season with foliage, and it was just always spooky. And when I moved to L.A., I didn't see as this is 25 years
that
ago.
That didn't happen as much.
There wasn't a lot of Halloween stuff here, but over the years, I started finding people were making their own Halloween with home haunts, especially throughout the valley with Burbank and Studio City, but everywhere else. And so I just really started to follow everything everybody was doing. And then there's Not Scary Farm, which is the most amazing event I'd ever seen. And, you know, I was doing event production and decided we needed to have an event to really bring all these out and bring together this community of makers and people who love it.
What's under the umbrella? What kinds of things do you have at the Scream?
We have a room called the Hall of Shadows. It's a massive show floor room with over a dozen haunted houses just set up for the weekend.
All right.
Nice.
More than 350 vendors selling everything from horror apparel to props. to makeup effects, just anything you'd want to buy for the Halloween season. I know it's hitting the store's shelves earlier and earlier, but you'll find everything with us.
Fun.
A lot of it handmade and one of a kind. We have a bunch of support celebrities will be signing on the weekend, including Elvira herself, Cassandra Peterson, and Kimberly Brown from Halloween Town. And a bunch of other people from movies you'll recognize.
Wow. And because you're putting on this event in Long Beach, have you been reached out to by the movie industry? Like, is it turning into like a Comic-Con type thing where they start to, you know, roll out trailers and panels and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, one of our cooler additions this year is that an upcoming movie from Fox Searchlight called Ready or Not, about a woman who has to survive an evening playing hide-and-go-seek.
Yep.
We have an experience at our event called the Fox Searchlight Presents Ready or Not Experience, presented by Sinister Point. So people get to come in and get a taste of what that's like.
I got to tell you, one thing that I do love, even though Halloween is becoming bigger and bigger, is horror movies have always been year-round. Yeah. And I do love that. I love horror movies like crazy.
Do you encourage people to dress up?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the more dress up, the better. You know, we have people who come, you know, dressed as their favorite characters, whether it's Pennywise from It, or they'll make their own costumes, which is also really exciting.
Would you like to hear Kevin do his impression of Jigsaw?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
He said no.
Oh.
No, he said absolutely. Kevin, go ahead. Wow, David.
Do you want to play a game?
That was pretty good.
Oh, good. You're hired. You can do our voice.
Thank you. Thank you.
We are talking to David Marklin. He is the executive director of Midsummer Scream. So this is the fifth year that you've been doing it, David?
This is our fourth year.
Fourth year. Okay. And it's getting bigger and bigger. Is this the type of thing that people need worry about selling out? In other words, do you recommend that people go and like buy tickets online like right now?
Yes, please buy immediately. Now, last year we did sell out on Saturday, and so there's always the chance that'll happen again this year. So buy early. Also, it's tickets are a little bit cheaper in advance as well.
Is this kid friendly?
You know, that's a touchy one. We have a whole kids area, and we have got a balloon artist who does things for kids and all sorts of kids activities.
Is the balloon artist Pennywise?
I hope it's Pennywise.
But at the same time, we don't tone down the scares just because kids are around. We warn parents. Like, yeah. We're not going to tame down what we're doing just because you have a child there.
Yeah, I do like kids.
We do have,
but you know your kids, so.
Tend, yeah. Exactly. You know your kids. Kids tend to get in free.
It's very impressive that Zombie Joe's Underground Theater Group for Children is putting on a show. It's called Urban Death for Kids. So that's all fine. And by the way, that's not a joke
that's just made up.
That is
amazing.
Truly on the schedule.
That does sound good. All right, David, one more question for me because you're now our official Halloween correspondent. We did a story a few days ago, I'm sure you saw it in the news, about a movement afoot, a petition online with lots of signatures of people who are trying to move Halloween from October 31st to the last Saturday of October. They think it would be safer for everybody involved if the parties and the trick-or-treating were on a Saturday instead of, you know, during the week when people are traveling on the roads. What do you think about that? Good idea, bad idea?
Well, it's a horrible idea. Are we going to move Christmas to like every, you know, the last Saturday of December? No. And besides, one, Halloween is a lifestyle for all of us. We're celebrating year-round. But
right.
Two, they can change the date all they want. When I have kids, they're going to be trick-or-treating on October 31st.
Wow, purist.
So be prepared.
A purist will not hear it.
If they do change it, though, those kids are going to be knocking on doors with some very confused people on the other side if it's no longer Halloween.
They'll have two nights to trick-or-treat then,
one and the real one. This is the first time we've actually considered both.
Well, David's the expert. We got to follow him.
That's right.
David has made the point a few times that this is a lifestyle.
Right.
That's a lifestyle.
Here is my thing. I get made fun of because I decorate for Halloween earlier than most.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. I asked what I think is one of the authorities of Halloween and on Halloween, what he thought of that, Mr. Danny Elfman, and his response was, wait, people think there's a too early? Would you agree with that, David?
You can decorate year-round. I mean, it's
amen.
Fun.
Do you have a super spooky house, and when can I come over?
I'm an Angeleno, and I have an apartment, so we don't really have the opportunity to do that, but we'll go and visit.
That was a disappointing answer, I got to be honest.
David,
I'm sorry.
Just another man that doesn't want me to tell him. I get it.
David, if we're looking to do our house up or whatever it is there any trend in 2019 that we'll be looking forward to? Anything new?
Just bigger and better. People are constantly trying to outdo each other. So just do something and do it big.
Because I've seen those inflatables are bigger now than ever for your front yard. Like they have movie
licenses.
It seems
like cheating.
Is it?
It seems like it.
I don't know.
You're sort of buying the whole thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, come to Midsummer Scream, and you'll be able to not just do inflatables, but make your house actually look like something out of Knott's or Universal's Halloween Horror Nights.
Okay.
All right.
Midsummer Scream is the festival that's happening this weekend, you guys. Saturday and Sunday at the Long Beach Convention Center. Tickets are available at midsummerscream.org. Kids 10 and under are free. Sounds like a great weekend. David, great to talk to you. Happy Halloween, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:52.
I think we learned that prison is really the happiest place on earth from our listeners earlier this hour.
I don't think that's true.
Nope.
But if you're not
second happiest.
If you're not down with that, then good old Disneyland is there, and we've got a 4-pack of tickets that you can win coming up in about 5 minutes or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, Allie's got what's happening here on a Wednesday.
What's going on?
I mean, Disney can't be happy with this, right?
Oh, what?
It took a whole 19 days for The Lion King to pass the $1 billion mark at the global box office. Like, 19?
Why bother making it if you have to wait almost 3 weeks for it to make $1 billion?
Honestly.
What a waste.
You guys.
That's
insane.
Insanity.
Yeah. Even more insanity, that makes it the fourth Disney film this year to hit that figure.
Remember how rare it used to be when Disney hit a billion?
So we've got The Lion King, Aladdin, Avengers Endgame, and Captain Marvel. And then you look forward to, you know, later in the year, Frozen 2, Star Wars The Rise of the Skywalker.
Oh my gosh.
Of course those will make a billion.
Oh. Yeah.
Obviously.
Where's the latest Toy Story? I would think that would be getting close.
It's like 920, so it's close. I mean, I don't think it'll make it, but
there's nothing wrong with 920.
That's amazing.
Toy Story for one
of us.
Also, November is the launch of Disney Plus, which is going to make them even richer.
The company seems like
they know
what they're doing.
Yeah,
and they're doing
all
right.
It appears that way.
Yeah. By the way, the company has already made more money in the first 7 months of 2019 than any movie studio has ever made in a single year.
Gosh, I love movies.
Thank you, sir. So this new couple, Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes, spotted packing on some PDA. That's a public display of affection.
Right.
Yeah. In Miami, Florida. A lot of people saying, oh, look at them smooching. And a source close to the couple claimed that the two are, quote, committed to working on a relationship. Well, isn't that just dating? What is committed to working on a relationship?
That does seem
now?
Like dating, yeah.
Well, when you're Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, you got, you know, you've
got options.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
They're
not looking. We're not looking at other people.
Okay.
So, I speak teen,
so just
as
say,
you know.
They both have a lot of options.
Just say they're committed.
Yeah.
They're committed to working on a relationship.
That means they might think about being in a committed relationship at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
They're only was cooler than that.
Well,
right.
They're only hooking up with each other.
Okay. All right, guys.
Not cool. Not cool at all.
I think we're saying monogamy is cool.
Awesome!
Sure.
There you go, sir. All right, you guys. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, obviously a big hit. It's director Quentin Tarantino's biggest opening to date. Not everyone is thrilled with it. Like the 50-year-old daughter of the late Bruce Lee. She is not happy with the way he is portrayed in the film because he comes across, quote, as an arrogant expletive, who was full of hot air and not someone who had to fight triple as hard as any of the people did to accomplish what was naturally given to so many others. So she feels like her dad is portrayed like boastful and a huge ego, which is everything that she says he wasn't, and she thinks it's tarnishing his legacy.
I am surprised by this story. I've not seen the movie yet, but doesn't Bruce Lee seem like someone Quentin Tarantino would really respect?
Yeah.
Would revere,
oh,
absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, considering how much of an influence he's been on his career,
right.
Like a Kill Bill, obviously.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so I wonder why that was the characterization of Bruce in the movie.
I don't know if other people saw it that way.
Who knows,
or
that it
if
was
it's
that
just
way.
His daughter and it hit too close to home.
Question, and I haven't seen the movie yet, so I don't know, and I don't need a spoiler. But in real life, wasn't there a couple people who thought Bruce Lee was involved in a murder?
I don't think I remember that.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
Okay.
But just letting you know, I know that there were. It wasn't true at all. But he was part of the Manson thing, which is not shocking that he is in the movie, is what I'm saying.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm glad you brought it up, though, to disparage you with nothing.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's a murderer, so.
But he's not at all, is really what you're saying.
He killed a couple of people.
He didn't at all. Mm-hmm. Zero.
Yeah, so he got away with it?
Killed
Kevin?
No one. No one was dead by his hand.
He wrote that book, If I Did It.
No, that was O.J. Simpson.
Just so you know, the story that I'm telling you about is that, and this is not a very good source, Roman Polanski believed that Bruce Lee killed Sharon Tate.
All right, great.
He was a suspect, by the way, official suspect in the murder of Sharon Tate, Bruce Lee.
Okay. I hope you and Allie enjoy this conversation on your True Crime Podcast.
Don't even finish it.
Not worth it.
No, give me another run.
You wearing a helmet for that construction site?
All right, guys. Here's the thing.
I want to see that Quentin Tarantino movie so bad.
You're not going to see it, though.
I am going to see it.
Like
as soon as I get out of jail, because it'll be on cable by then.
Maybe they'll have a screening in jail, B.
Oh, wouldn't that be the best?
Yeah, amazing.
Jensen wouldn't even think about movie night, like Friday night movie
night.
You
can come over to my cell. We'll have popcorn.
It's gonna be so fun.
We'll wear
Jensen
outfits.
And Bean believe that prison would be cool.
Yes, we do.
Uh-huh. Okay, just wanted to catch people up who weren't listening then.
Insane, you guys.
It'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't pay a lot of attention to daytime TV talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
I just am never sitting in front of the TV to watch that stuff. But Dr. Phil has topped all other syndicated daytime talk shows for the 150th straight week. Guys, he's been in reruns for about 8 weeks now.
Jeez.
And still killing it.
Not a doctor, by the way.
Not, no.
It was revoked.
He's number one, then Live with Kelly and Ryan, number two. Number three, Ellen DeGeneres Show, then Maury and Wendy Williams rounding out the top five.
Who's watching Maury in 2019 is my question.
I mean,
DNA test fans?
I guess.
You are not the father.
I'd like to throw the Jerry O'Connell into the mix. He has a new daytime show, and I'm excited to watch it.
Is it on now?
I think it's just filming now. He just did it with Bravo Andy. He just did his first episode. I don't think they air them live, obviously, so it should be pretty soon.
Okay.
But he's so good when he fills in for Wendy Williams. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for his own show.
He's good on everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Hollywood treasure.
Yes.
You're going to watch daytime TV.
Well, I'm going to DVR it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to watch it later. How you doing?
How you doing? We've got to have that soundbite, right? Wendy Williams?
Sure.
How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I think I have it.
Do you have chicken fingers?
That is not it, damn it.
Okay.
You guys.
How you doing?
Hey.
All right. That's all I got.
Happy birthday, BJ Novak.
Oh, no. I'm going to do birthdays for sure. Because Avenged Sevenfold singer M. Shadows, actor Wesley Snipes, British writer, star of all things cool, J.K. Rowling, if you're into that kind of thing. Mark Cuban, Shark Tank. Dallas Mavericks,
sure,
a lot of money, but who cares about all those people? Because it is BJ Novak's birthday, star of The Office, Inglorious Bastards, just life in general.
Best-selling author.
He played those horns for that drop. I mean, he does it all, you guys. BJ Novak.
Oh, he is so white.
He is pretty white.
That's true.
You got a point. She's an icon.
Thank you.
She's a legend.
Thank you.
And she is the moment.
I think he's talking, about BJ. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
How you doing?
All right. Happy birthday, BJ Novak.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
I'm so happy for Doto, by the way.
Yeah,
right?
Our boy's growing up. I was very encouraged by that conversation.
We should probably wait till he gets back.
Yeah, probably so.
Just in general, sure.
Oh, please don't let there be a murder-suicide. Don't let this be on us.
Why would you even bring that up?
We were all thinking it.
Nope.
Come on. Allie is here with our final look at what's happening on a Wednesday morning.
What's going on?
Well, what's going on is some more people dropping out of Woodstock 50.
Oh,
you guys,
man.
Come on.
I was going to go.
I know you were. But as of right now, We knew Jay-Z, we knew John Fogerty, we knew Dead & Company, but now Miley Cyrus has...
No!
Yeah, I'm sorry. Has dropped out of Woodstock 50.
No!
As well as The Rock on Tours, Santana, and The Lumineers.
No!
Yeah.
What?
Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, God!
Sir, I understand.
Why do you think these... Why do you think these people are all just now making the announcement?
That is a good question. I assume they
all have known they're not doing this forever.
They've been paying attention since April when tickets were supposed to go on sale, and then backers dropped out, then venues dropped out, then they applied for another venue, then they passed on it, and finally they moved it to Baltimore.
These bands knew months ago.
Keep in mind, Blink 182 canceled Firefest that weekend.
Yeah, but that's when they found out.
Yeah, but still, you gotta know.
Well, here's the thing. The show is now supposedly free. They're going to be giving away free tickets.
That helps
some
the bands
money
want to
will
play.
Go to charities. There are two headliners that have not canceled yet. Imagine Dragons and The Killers. So whether they just forgot to cancel, or in my opinion, because Dan Reynolds is such a nice guy from Imagine Dragons, and then you've got Brandon, who might be one of the sweetest individuals ever from The Killers, maybe they're both like, you know what, let's just do this guy a solid. Let's do
they
it.
They just haven't announced
let's
it
hear
yet.
Him out. Let's hear him out.
Let's hear him out.
Give him a shot, you guys.
You guys, the Zombies, though, still on board.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're going to play
all
each
weekend?
Day, mm-hmm. August 16th, 17th, and 18th, but
they're going to have to add an actor, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys, they've got to cancel this,
are
right?
Are we still
they've
sending
gotta,
mugs?
They've got to just... Oh, yeah.
We're mugs sending mugs, right?
You know okay. how they sure. save this whole thing?
How?
Cancel it?
Headliner Jeremy Renner. I've said that over and over again.
Okay.
Have you guys heard...
He's got a song out, right?
A full song.
It's mm-hmm. on iTunes.
I've not heard it, no.
Oh, we might have to break that down.
Is
soon.
It not good?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well,
fantastic.
I don't think...
I'm excited about that.
I don't even think Jeremy Renner could save this.
Well, yeah, I mean, no one's ever said that.
Forgive me, because I don't know much about this. Does he consider himself a singer, or is this for
no,
some,
he
is this
won,
some bit or some
no,
movie? Or,
okay. 100% believes he's a singer. This is running, you know, Bruce Willis era.
Yeah, this yeah. is this is Kiefer Sutherland. This is Kevin Bacon. This yeah. is all those guys with bands.
Both of those are better. Bacon Boys are fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is different.
Okay.
Like, better than Eddie Murphy Party All the Time?
That song's a bop.
Nothing's better
jam.
Than that. That
it song's is a jam.
There's no song better than that. Are you a Party on the All the Time fan, Kevin?
Me? Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Written by Rick James?
Yes, I like that song.
Yeah.
Go ahead and sing a little, Kevin.
My girl wants to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time.
Jazzing? I don't know. He's jazzing up and snapping offbeat.
What are you, scatting?
Well said, Kevin.
I like that song. Kevin hits most oldies. That's
I like
why I was
song.
Just surprised you're yeah. still hanging
it's
on
second,
to that one.
It's second under Boogie in Your Butt.
Right. Well, sure. I mean, that was,
okay, classic. As long as we all agree on that.
It's a classic.
What about his other hit, Put Your Mouth on Me? How'd you like that one?
I do not know that one.
Yeah.
How about you sing some of that?
I don't know the words.
I just sang my part.
I would be happy. I would, but I just don't know the words.
You know the words.
Me knows the words.
Go. Pull it up. Pull it up and sing along with it.
I'm not going to do
that.
A little bit.
So Jeremy Renner sings. Let's hear that tomorrow.
Yep.
That sounds fun.
Okay.
All right, guys. Jensen, maybe you can help us out with this. Mm-hmm. Because with just a year left on his contract with CBS, James Corden is opening up about his past, present, and future in entertainment. He tells British GQ, quote, "The day might come and I might not be brave enough. I've got to just try and make peace with this idea that if I walk away from this show, there's a chance I become a question on Jeopardy. One people struggle to answer."
James Corden had a career before the talk show. He'll be fine with a career after the
I
talk show.
I feel like he's forgetting that he had hit shows.
Yeah, Gavin, yeah. Gavin and Stacey yeah. is literally like their friends.
Huge.
Massive. Yeah, and he was a Tony winner.
And he won a Tony on Broadway.
The Governors, yeah,
he's fine.
He has currently game shows in the UK that yeah. are huge hits.
League of Their Own.
Is he forgetting this?
Is he just putting it out there, sort of?
No, I think...
To get people ready? No?
No, I think that James... is a guy who loves big projects. Mm-hmm. And I think that he loves movies and doing those things. And I think the TV show is very constricting.
Time-consuming.
Yeah, absolutely. Every single day. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think it's a negotiation tactic. I think for a long time he's sort of been like, I don't know if it's for me. But I do think I think you're not getting rid of him. I think he's coming back.
Not quite yet.
I mean, yeah, it's the most Emmy-nominated television show of the year. Mm-hmm. He's the second most nominated individual. The first is the producer of the Corden show.
Crazy.
So, yeah.
Well, he also admits that he grapples with the public's perception of him versus the reality. Here's his quote. I understand can the version of me that people want to meet, and I'll give them that. That's all right. Because it's actually harder, it's more work to be rude and abrupt. And I don't want to be that, do you mind, person.
What does that mean?
Like if someone's taking a picture of him or something.
Like people want him to be the bubbly, woo, James Corden right. that they see on TV.
Right.
And he, I think, like most actors, comics, all of that, they really aren't that. They put it on for television. That's what you do. That makes you a star. Mm-hmm. But in real life, you're a lot more reserved.
You're a human.
A human. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I did like at the end of this article, it says, ask your listeners, and you could ask questions about this article. This is my favorite one. Can you imagine late night TV without James Corden? Yeah, I think we all can imagine yeah. late night TV without all of them.
We lived it.
I said, yeah,
we've had it before. Okay.
I said the same thing about Craig Kilborn, and we're fine.
Oh, man, was he good, though.
He was great. I liked Kilborn. Great.
Then he just disappeared.
He sure did.
Like, yeah.
Out of why
he shows up in a movie like every 3 or 4 years,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and we go, oh, that guy's still so good, but I don't know what he's doing for money.
A couple years ago, I do believe he tried a syndicated talk show mm-hmm. that was going to be sort of like the old show, but I don't, it didn't pick up.
Why don't you think he needs it, Kevin? Where do you think he's getting his
money? I don't
money
know.
From?
I feel like he probably made enough money in the day. No,
oh no,
no,
I don't think to be living
in 2019.
No.
All right.
I mean, I don't know how long we want
I don't know his
go.
Finances identically, but...
No, let me, like,
I don't
flip
know.
To page three
I don't
right
have
there. What does it say?
Info on
no, I don't know how okay. long we want to go on Craig Kilborn. There's a Bill Simmons podcast episode, mm-hmm. number 98 with Craig Kilborn. Worth listening to, because it's very strange.
No, you just said Bill Simmons was worth listening
it's
to.
It's not. It's Kilborn that is.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
He's
very strange, you said.
Very.
Okay.
Yeah, he may have got him on a weird day.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay. So maybe Craig Kilborn's a little crazy?
It's possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
It's a very good episode of a weird.
Tristan, how much time do you have?
Well, as you know, I'm going to jail soon,
okay.
So I'm getting all these things together and uh-huh. listening to some on the way.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. How long ago was that podcast?
Oh God, years.
Oh my God, Jason. You're like, what you're going to do is listen to episode 98.
Episode 98. I think he's in the hundreds now.
Such a dork.
Not yet, Chip. Not yet, Chip. Not out of here yet.
Kevin Hart is going to star as a fictionalized version of himself in Action Scene. It's an action comedy series coming to the upcoming streaming service Quibi. That's the one that does the little 10-minute chunks,
yep.
the quick bites of content running per episode that
I
launches.
I was looking for another streaming service to pay for, so this is good news.
Well, launches in April of 2020. It's going to follow Hart on a quest to land a major role in an action movie. After being rejected, he has a random run-in with an A-list acting star, leading to a chain of events that result in Hart fighting his way through several comedically over-the-top action sequences. I mean, Kevin Hart works a lot,
yeah,
I think
sure
is
does.
What I'm saying.
He sure does.
You can't get away from Kevin Hart.
It is weird how those guys go in just like the Rock as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In everything.
Yeah. Insane.
And work out. Where do they find time to work out?
By the way, The Rock is now a co-owner of Voss Water.
Water, yeah.
And in the tweet where he announced it, he mm-hmm. said, well, this makes, you know, perfect sense for me because I drink 4 gallons of water a day.
Doesn't seem possible.
You guys, doesn't seem possible.
I drink about a gallon and a half a day
and
now.
And that's more than most
and
people.
And that's a lot more than most people.
It's a comical
and
amount.
And I am not, like, obviously he works out a ton. He obviously sweats a lot more than me. I can't remember the last time I sweat because I don't believe in it. But 4 gallons a day.
Yeah, that seems absurd.
I'm peeing constantly.
I feel like that is potentially unhealthy. Like, there is such thing as water intoxication.
Yeah. Oh, there absolutely is.
Or you could die from
it. Oh, yeah. You could. Yeah. If you drink a gallon of water in an hour, that's water toxicity.
If you guys want to win a Nintendo Wii, do me a favor.
Sorry. This was a radio contest that ended in death, which now means we can't do these radio contests anymore.
But that was one where they weren't allowed to pee. That's what we're not talking about. We're not talking about that with The Rock or with Ali or with anybody who's drinking a ton of water.
Well, drinking a ton of water, you just sit on the toilet.
That's my contest. My contest, drink a ton of water, uh-huh. hold it in, I'll get you a Nintendo Wii.
No, that's not exactly not the contest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Call now.
Nope. Yeah. Don't call now.
Maybe we should ask Drew about water toxicity.
Somebody call my mama.
Tomorrow. Who am I kidding? Why not just ask Muggs?
About how much water we should be drinking.
Yeah. 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 Very good.
And how much is too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when does the water toxicity aspect
come into
play?
Talking to Drew tomorrow. We can do that tomorrow.
All right. Hopefully, I will have peed by then.
Someone call someone.
Some birthdays for you.
Please call now.
Oh, not just yet. Wesley Snipes, J.K. Rowling, M. Shadows, Mark Cuban, and the most important man, I would say, this century, do you think?
One of the most creative.
One of the most creative, important figures in history.
Allie's making up for missing this birthday the first
I
three.
I saw him once.
First two.
I saw him once. Yeah. Do that dance where you jump mm-hmm. over your own leg.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, amazing.
No one does that.
Right? I once saw him do this thing where he bends... What? Hmm? His name is BJ Novak. And
I'm not telling the truth. He was out getting high, stealing a car, laying out on the beach, smoking pot.
No. It's possible.
Yeah, he wasn't doing any of that.
None of us saw.
He is such a great man.
He
fosters kittens.
He's a vulgar human being.
He's not distasteful. He builds homes constantly, and not even like Habitat for Humanity. He just goes, builds homes, and then he's like, "Do you want to live here? Just to random people? You
want
to live here?"
He doesn't want the attention.
He doesn't want the attention. He will be so mad hearing this.
Asshole.
Not any of those things. He is such a great man. He'd be mortified that we're saying all of the wonderful things that he does.
His face looks like it's been kicked in by a biker gang.
That's a specific and not true.
He amputated his own leg.
That happened.
See,
that's
he
true.
Did to give it to a guy who had lost his leg.
Amazing.
He was
and
born on the 4th of July, 1900.
Today's his birthday. He doesn't talk about these things because he's that good of a guy.
He's humble.
His hands are so small.
They are not. They are large, which you know what they say. And from what I just saw online, it's true.
Okay.
He's a racist.
He is
a con man.
Not.
And
no.
He's a cheat.
He's not any of these things, you guys. He's BJ Novak.
Right.
He's such a weirdo genius.
Maybe that. He's an American treasure because that's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. And your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m.
I had more, by the way.
You want to continue?
No, go ahead. At some point, we got to let Nicole in here.
On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour with Stryker and Klein, a random act of helpfulness. Me so listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour.
I had more, by the way.
You want to continue?
No, go ahead. At some point, we got to let Nicole in here.
On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour with Stryker and Klein, a random act of helpfulness. Me SoCal helpful Honda dealers tomorrow morning. An all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Dr. Drew, how much water should we drink?
Yes. Water, what's up?
Four gallons is what The Rock says.
Brett Gelman on the program tomorrow?
He's hot right now.
Stranger Things 3 and Fleabag.
Mm-hmm. Fleabag, he's the worst person in the world.
Whoa. Not even a drop.
On Fleabag. On Fleabag.
Pull that, would you?
He's a sick man.
He's a sick man. Get up on this with Jensen. We also do on Thursdays, and we've got...